don't need it right now, Alfie.
I don't see it in here.
Did you finally figure out what I was miming?
Run sheet?
No.
Damn it.
Let me try it again.
Yeah. Dash? Oh, got it.
All right. Probably in here someplace. Did you figure it out, Dan?
No.
Flo got it.
Think?
What?
Flash drive?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was either that or try and mouth it out. That doesn't work.
No.
Here.
That does not work well with us usually. Yeah, the acting out. Yeah. Had you done what you did and then thrown the steering wheel thing in, you'd have had me.
Oh. I just took the position of the flash and then darted out of the window. Flo, you could mouth something at him and he'd give you the face like, oh, I got it.
Yeah.
He'd go out like I'm mouthing clipboard and he'd bring back somebody from sales. Okay.
What do you? And you're really not even exaggerating that much.
Shake my head, and he'd come back with a stapler.
Here's the Cadillac Eldorado you asked for.
And the look on his face of, aha, see, told you I had this. How dare you doubt me? Got a stapler and a car.
It's like years ago we were playing Password. This is back over at CBS. The category was Batman, something like that. And Trey had given Chloe a clue. And I'm trying to mouth Chloe the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going,
which I got.
I mouthed Catwoman.
Right.
Chloe looks at me, gives me the wink nod.
And the snap. Yeah, and it, most of the time, when someone gives you the wink, nod, snap, they got it.
So Trey gives him the clue again. Batman. Egg Woman. And I believe that was the day that Chuck came really close to crapping out his sinuses.
Egg Woman.
And he said it with confidence.
Yeah. Like, he knew it. He's like, I got this. Give me that clue one more time.
Oh.
Egg Woman. Stick your hands up. Wait for the applause. I've won this game.
Let's see. I wonder if they'll all pick me up on their shoulders and carry me out. Pretty close.
Uh-huh.
What is it you're working on?
Oh, I was trying to read about this, the mess with the Ebola and Texas Presbyterian and the CDC, how it went from they were monitoring 48, 10 really closely, 38 more loosely, so 48 people, to overnight, it's 70. And the hospital gave...
Obviously, they're having a hard time narrowing down the circle.
They are, and there seems to be a disconnect between the CDC and... Presby, because that's what I was trying to figure out. Presby had given some information. I guess it was the list of people that they were monitoring, the 48 that had cared for Thomas Duncan, who died from Ebola last week. They give this stuff to the Associated Press, but not the CDC. So the AP is out there reporting, all right, this circle has widened to 70 now. Meanwhile, the CDC is going, it has? We don't know about this. We don't know what names are on this list or what information that Presby has given to the AP.
There seems to be a wide circle of poor communication.
Yeah.
Well, the way this new nurse was infected was a breach in protocol. Okay, that's not really pointing fingers. Just saying somebody screwed up. Although it says, hey, in the administration, we had the protocol down. Somebody breached it.
Right.
So it is, in a way, pointing fingers.
It is. And that's the way the nurses took it. The nurses.
Well, whoever it was didn't necessarily say the nurses. He just said breach and protocol, which is accurate. That chick touched something someplace, somehow.
Or something else, someone else that didn't follow the protocol. Perhaps a physician didn't follow it and then touched her and whatever.
But it doesn't mean it was immediately the nurse.
No.
Something got a hold of her. So what is it you're trying to figure out?
How it is it goes from 48 people being monitored to 70, and the CDC seems to be in the dark about this when, I'm sorry, but it's in your name. Why is there some sort of disconnect? I'm kind of thinking, if I'm the head of the CDC, unless I've missed something, I would leave Atlanta and come to Dallas. He's doing great by doing these little webinars at 2 o'clock every day, and those are swell. But unless, again...
Where would you want to be if you work for the CDC?
Ground zero?
Mm-hmm.
If I work for the CDC, I want to be at ground zero. That's my job. That's my life.
Especially if there seems to be a lot of miscommunication.
Well, guess what? If you're the head of it, you should be at ground zero.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just administration.
I tell you anything you need to know by phone or these webinars. My first recommendation would be stop licking stuff.
That's a hell of a recommendation. We are so lucky to have you in charge.
And stop taking in people that are sick.
And what should we do with them?
Send them over to quick care.
You just want to send them to a doc in a box?
Well, no, I'd never call them that. Or send them to Jack in the Box.
Have them get a munchie meal?
They were trying to get rid of the, I guess it's all the belongings from Mr. Clark?
Duncan.
Duncan, that died. And they were supposed to ship it to Louisiana, where there's a licensed facility for that.
Yes. And
Louisiana said, no.
Did you hear that guy?
I just heard something about, we're taking care of Louisiana first.
Yeah.
But you're certified to carry this. You're licensed. You got plenty.
There's plenty of places in Texas you can dump that.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said.
Yeah, he's a good old boy.
We don't need none of that. That's Ebola. Foof. That stuff's crazy dangerous.
Yeah, this is the place, the licensed facility, the hazmat disposal place in Louisiana. It's supposed to be your job to deal with hazardous materials.
With that, like nuclear, atomic,
mm-hmm.
radiation, we don't cover Ebola.
It's Louisiana first.
Take care of our own backyard. You go bury it someplace else.
Okay.
Even though all these materials
have already
been incinerated, I believe.
Yeah, they've already been dealt with. They're not going to take stuff that could be dangerous and send it across state lines into Louisiana where it might do some good, and then just we'll let them deal with it.
But the guy in Louisiana has a point.
You got plenty of places in Texas to dump that. You just go look.
This might be one of those things where Texas is like, hey, remember Katrina? How about you do us a favor here?
Yeah, we helped you out. What with your refugees.
Mm-hmm. And we're mighty appreciative of it, but don't be sending back. We give you good people and you will send back Ebola. Hang on a second. Somebody just.
I got our state troopers at the border of Louisiana.
All right. We're closed.
All of a sudden, Louisiana has to worry about its own border security.
I don't even know now if the stuff's been disposed of. I don't know if it's still in flux.
I don't either. Because that was the only story I'd heard, is that the guy in Louisiana said, not here. And then after that, it was just, well, we'll, I guess, find someplace else. And it made sense. That was one of the first things I thought when I saw the story that Louisiana guy says no to this stuff. My thought was, okay, it's Texas. It's huge. I'm sure we don't depend on Louisiana to deal with our hazardous materials disposal. We have to have at least a few in Texas.
I'm trying to see if I can pull up the story.
But if they won't take it, send it to Arkansas. Or you know what? Do even better. Skip over Louisiana. See if they let you pass through. If not, just airlift it over to Mississippi.
I can't find it. Hazmat crews at scene of crude spill in Louisiana. It says it was 6 hours ago. What is today? 14th. Let me see if this is it. Reveals Ebola. Is it ever called Ebola?
No, it's just Ebola.
I don't know where I got Ebola.
You're thinking of E. coli.
Probably. No. I don't see anything. I just remember the story. I think it was from...
It was
either Monday or late last week.
Yeah.
Where they had talked to one of the guys in Louisiana and went,
no, not today. Sorry, fool. Max style.
Full.
To the brim.
Mm.
Gotta be some people you don't like in Texas go dump her off.
This stuff is safe.
Well, if it's safe, keep it.
What? Federal law says we gotta...
I don't care where it says. You ain't come over here. You carried across state lines. That's a man act. I gotta go. My Diablo sandwich is done.
Figures. What are you gonna eat? What are you gonna have to wash that down with?
Dr. Pepper.
And,
thank you, nice lady.
Are you under any sort of time constraints?
I'm in a damn hurry.
I can't remember any more of the lines from Smokey and the Bandit.
I think we're good.
Calm down, Chloe. Does it say anything else?
Yeah, the story is actually pretty interesting. They drew his blood, put tubes down his throat, and wiped up his diarrhea. That part sounds odd to me. They analyzed his urine and wiped saliva from his lips even after he had lost consciousness. About 70 staff members at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital were involved in the care of Thomas Eric Duncan after he was hospitalized, including Nina Pham, a nurse now being treated for the same Ebola virus that killed a Liberian man who was visiting Dallas. The size of the medical team reflects the hospital's intense effort to save his life, but it also suggests that many other people could have been exposed to the virus during Duncan's time in an isolation unit. On Monday, the director for the CDC said the infection of the nurse means the agency must broaden the pool of people getting close monitoring. Authorities have said they do not know how the nurse was infected, but they suspect some kind of breach in the hospital's protocol. Until now, the CDC has been actively monitoring 48 people who might have had contact with Duncan after he fell ill with an infection, but before he was put in isolation. The number included 10 known to have contact and 38 who may have had contact. The CDC has not yet established a firm number of healthcare workers who had contact with Duncan. Caregivers who began treating him after he tested positive for Ebola were following a self-monitoring regimen in which they were instructed to take their temperatures regularly and report any symptoms, but they were not considered at high risk. Typically, the nurses, doctors, and technicians caring for a contagious patient in isolation would be treating other people as well as going home to their families and decontaminating themselves. The hospital has refused to answer questions about their specific duties.
I think there's some type of chamber that they could go into. Maybe I'm thinking too sci-fi. That they could be decontaminated before they came out.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would do it. But if you went to the time and trouble to wrap them up in all these layers of plastic, certainly you got to know if they're in a contaminated area. That stuff's going to get on that plastic. And sooner or later, somebody's going to touch that.
Yeah. And they even showed on CNN, because they're big into action stuff now and reporting the news, they had Dr. Sanjay Gupta put on the materials that they're supposed to wear in caring for the patient. And then it showed him taking it off. And afterwards, it even showed little spots on his skin where, how they did it, I don't know, where it showed possible contamination. It was like on his neck, on his forearm. So he was showing that how unfortunately, how easy it could be if you don't remove something the exact right way, or even if you do, you still get some on you.
Isn't the virus sort of easy to decontaminate? You just wipe yourself down with isopropyl before you start taking your stuff off?
That I don't know.
For the most part, it's just a weak little virus. It's killed by bleach for sure and other hospital cleaners.
So what Russ is saying isn't necessarily crazy.
Now, there may not,
exactly.
There's not a decontamination chamber that you go through like a between room, but someone could just spray you down with some bleach.
Exactly.
Put them on a conveyor, have them go in and come out like on the Jetsons when they take a shower. And I believe by the time you get out of the shower, your new clothes are already on.
Now you might have crossed over.
All right.
Although that would be really cool.
I just wonder how long. Now I get why there's a bigger scare, because if the CDC is saying, hey, we're not really getting all the information from Presbyterian Dallas. Okay. Anytime you have a disease that's scaring the piss out of people, and then you've got authorities saying, yeah, we don't really know everything. I think paranoia, to a certain degree, is justified.
Mm-hmm.
I just know if I was the head of CDC, I'd keep doing these webinars from wherever he is.
I think he should at least be here. Maybe like a bubble trailer out front or something.
I don't know that much about it. I just know it's something I don't want to finger with.
I know you don't, but you're not a scientist, and disease control has not been your life's work.
No, it's just been the opposite. Okay. You got any audio you want to get to?
Yeah.
A story on the Joseph Randall, running back for the Cowboys, got caught for shoplifting.
I do have that story. Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall was arrested.
Damn, it's already 3:30. Did we start late?
Yes.
Oh. It's a quick story. Go ahead.
Was arrested Monday for shoplifting. Police confirmed 22-year-old Randall was caught taking a bottle of cologne and underwear from Dillard's.
What kind of cologne?
I don't know. I've heard a couple of different kinds, but I haven't been able to see specifically which kind. I think I'd read somewhere it was Polo underwear. I think I heard that.
Polo underwear cologne?
I had heard it could be either. Polo could be the underwear, could be the cologne. Maybe it was both. I'm not sure.
Oh.
That was at the Stonebriar Mall in Frisco. He was booked into the Frisco County Jail for Class B misdemeanor theft. He has already posted bond, and the Cowboys have not yet commented on the offense.
I found a little bit more on ESPN.
Okay.
The store security officers recovered from Randall a two-pack of black Polo underwear valued at $39.50.
Sexy.
And almost a full tester bottle of Gucci Guilty Black Cologne.
Shut up.
Valued at $84. After being placed in the back of a police car, Randall told... Oh, this happened in Frisco. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Told Frisco police officer Jason Kimbrough that he would have been just kept walking to the car when confronted by a security officer. Randall called the security guy just an old guy. I don't see it in here, but I heard on KRLD, Randall said he didn't bother to stop and pay for it because he didn't want to take the time to do it.
Damn.
What does he make a year?
$495,000 is his salary this year.
Okay. Not seven figures, but nice.
He can afford it.
Is it really against the law to steal a tester bottle?
It's still a value of something. And the underwear was already $40. I just don't think he could have picked a better named cologne to run off with, though.
Yeah, you don't want any of that cologne that the station's giving away. I don't know which station. I just saw a couple of huge boxes over in promotions. Did you see it, Chloe?
I have not.
Alfie, how many have you stolen?
I've only gotten one okay. So far.
Aren't you on a slow pull?
Well, they've been standing around them all day.
Why are those here?
I think Kiss FM is giving them away. It's Enrique Iglesias' new perfume.
Did you smell it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't.
No?
I'm sure it's fine for some of the chicks. When I opened it up to smell it, oh, that's nice. Yeah.
No. they're thinking it's nice because they see a photo of Enrique Iglesias.
Well, there's no photos.
Oh.
Just his name.
Well.
Side of the box. You open it up and it's like, it's really sweet smelling. Almost smells like perfume as opposed to cologne.
You sure it's meant for men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they tried to give me 4 boxes.
Good God.
Well, no, I don't need any. I'm a Jovan man. Moscow.
You're very loyal to your brand.
It's very dangerous, yet legal. All right, we're late. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:41, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Whole lot going on already. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 just before Marsh. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic goes back to back from the bush. Also in Dallas, southbound 45 just before I-20. Road construction there has a few lanes shut down. Traffic is backed up back in the Loop 12 of Ledbetter. Let's move into Grand Prairie. Westbound I-20 just before Great Southwest Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the 3 right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Mount Creek Parkway. This one involves a jackknife 18-wheeler. Only the left lane's getting by right now. It's about a 45-minute delay through it. Another big one in McKinney, northbound 75 between 121 and El Dorado. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Exchange Parkway back in Allen. Also, about a 45-minute delay through that. And finally, in McKinney, southbound 75, right at 380, got a stalled-out 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Wilmoth Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Meritage Homes. Clear skies tonight, 55 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 80. Right now, it's 76 at 97.1, the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my and play Bucko?
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
So what bumps it from a Class C to a Class B?
Class B misdemeanor is theft over $50 but less than $500.
Well, I don't know if he's got a CHL, but if you're convicted of a Class B, you don't get to carry a handgun.
Ever again? Or just...
I think it's for a few years.
Okay. It's kind of like a penalty, I guess.
This one seems a little squirrely.
Well, do you want another angle to this?
Sure.
The father of Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randle says his son is innocent after being arrested for shoplifting at a Dillard store in Frisco. He says, "My son is not a thief, okay? He was just trying to get his baby out of there because she was clowning pretty bad. All he was going to do was take the baby out. Then he was going to come back and take care of his business." That's what he told a News 8 reporter Tanya Iserer in a phone interview. Joseph Randle arrested Monday for shoplifting at Stonebriar. Frisco police say he had a tester bottle of Gucci Guilty Black Cologne worth $84 and polo underwear worth $39.40 concealed when he tried to leave the store. Randle was caught by loss prevention and charged with a Class B misdemeanor theft ranging $50 to $500. His father, who declined to give his first name, told News 8 that everything has been blown out of proportion and his son is a Christian boy who had his child and her mother with him at the time. This is a quote now. He said they wouldn't come and wait on me, so I wanted to get them outside the door so she could try to calm her down and then come back. It's as simple as that.
This is the father talking?
That's the father talking.
Okay.
Then, according to the arrest report, we get the Dillard's employee told police she watched the suspect, identified as Randle on the store's video surveillance, make a purchase at the perfume counter, then walk to the underwear section and place a package of underwear in the bag from his previous purchase before walking out to the parking lot without trying to pay. And there was no mention in the police report of a child with Randle. After police were called to the scene, a second officer who came to the scene spoke to Randle in the loss prevention office, said he asked Randle what he stole, and the running back responded some underwear and a tester bottle of cologne. And said he didn't pay for it, quote, because he did not want to take the time to do it.
I told you.
Yep.
And I finally figured out that quote that I was trying to read earlier what Joseph Randall was saying. He told one of the Frisco cops. He said, I would have kept walking to my car and ignored the security guy had I known I was going to be arrested. He said he stopped and talked to the security guy, I guess, because he thought we can just give the stuff back and that's it.
Right.
And now everybody's got a spin on it. He may be a good guy. I don't know anything about him. What is he, 22?
22.
Maybe never stolen anything before. But just because you say your intent, what? That's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anywhere in here. I think I'm looking the same story you are now. You looking at FAA?
Yes.
I don't see anything about a kid or a wife.
In the story that I've got, yeah, that the dad is bringing that up, but you're right. As far as the police report or anything, that any other places we've read this, no.
Yeah, and the security, the surveillance video, they don't make any mention of anybody with Randall. Polo underwear. I wonder how many come in a pack.
It's the thing you read earlier was two. That's some pricey underwear.
I'm not paying $20 a piece for under drawers.
Well, neither is he.
Yeah, okay. Are they more comfy?
Boss, I have no idea.
I've never had polo underwear.
I don't know if I'm not even sure what style it was. They don't mention.
Father who declined to give his first name. Well, that's not going to be that hard to find out if he's really his father.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the quotes. Yeah, then you read all that. Store officer stopped Randall. Then the rest is just when Randall was drafted by the Cowboys, fifth round, 2013 NFL football draft procedure.
Draft procedure.
I got an email from a listener yesterday. Goes, dude, you got to start tweeting these Coach Martin quotes. I thought, okay, they're not really that genius, but I guess it's better than not tweeting anything.
Yeah. I just can't wait to see. Let's see. The Cowboys are supposed to be at practice or at the facility today at 12:45. They've got full on practice tomorrow.
Well, they should already be there if it was 12:45.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying. I would have been curious to see as the news of this broke today, how many pairs of underwear are filling up in his locker. Because if there's one thing teammates like to do, what's up, man?
Hey, man, let me see your new drawer. Did you wear them? Or did you have to give them back?
Do you need some? Hey, we all took up a collection for you since you seem so needy and all. Since your paltry $2.3 million contract apparently has you so poor, you have to steal polo underdraws.
And these ain't exactly the brand name. These are the knockoff Marco brand.
He got you some polio underwear.
Well, look at that.
Oh.
Joseph Randall's become the new Glenn Morey. I know that's an old reference. Who was he a weather guy for? I think he started on Fox and then went over to the WB.
Exactly right.
This was like, I think it was 2003 when Glenn Morey, weather guy, now moved over to WB33. Decided to go shoplifting out at Grapevine Mills Mall.
What? Do you remember what he took?
I want to say, I don't know, but it was enough to classify as a Class B.
I think it was a wallet and maybe a belt.
And then they had surveillance footage of him in the parking lot, dodging through all the cars, trying to get away from security.
Yeah, that's one of those. I'm sorry, in that surveillance footage, you're trying to duck and dodge in between vehicles. You are not going to look as cool as you think you feel. It's like, yeah, I'll hide in here all day.
You know, they all, even Grapevine Mills Mall back then, even then they had security cameras. Glenn Morey, I thought I found this story. A forecaster arrested at 8/16/2003 of suspicion of shoplifting. That's it. It's just a blog of people. Hey, whatever happened to? Yeah, and I remember even when he moved away, his agent still called us over at CBS.
Yeah, could you stop talking about that? That was like 5 years ago.
No, I don't think I can now.
No, you just did the worst possible thing for your client.
I'd forgotten about it.
Oh, God. Don't ever tell Russ, don't do this.
He's really embarrassed by it. I would be too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this.
And you know, I guess it's, what do you call them, kleptos?
Yes, those that just cannot help themselves.
When you, it's obvious they got the cash. I don't know what a weatherman made or makes.
He made enough to buy the belt and the wallet.
And just like Joseph Randall, he made enough to buy two pair of underdrawers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the total value, see, the cologne was $84. Retail and the underwear, $39, whatever.
You said it bumps it up to a Class B over $50?
Yeah. So we almost had it just in underwear.
Should have let that tester go.
Mm-hmm.
I think is, if it's, no, that's not going to work. Possibly, if that tester wasn't full, it maybe only had like just a line of cologne at the very bottom, his attorney could go, hey, that's really only worth $10. So now we're under 50. We're back to a Class C. It's the way I'd work it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's just amazing to think, though, that you'd have to, whatever he would need to pay an attorney to defend this is going to be more than it would have cost him to just buy the stuff.
Well, I was in a hurry. I didn't really feel like stopping to do
what do you mean
this.
You're in a hurry? Well, how are you in a hurry? It is your day off. Why are you in a hurry?
I don't like waiting in line.
Don't go to the mall. Order your underwear online.
Yeah. What happened where you had a underwear emergency and you had to have two pair like right now?
See now. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Dan's on something.
If you want to try to make this sound a little bit better or possibly worse, depending how you view it, he had an accident when he was in the store.
That's what happened.
So he grabbed the smelly good cologne and the underwear, and he was so embarrassed he didn't want to do it in the bathroom. So he was just like, "This is what happened." I went inside, got my stuff, and I was trying to leave. I pooped myself. I'm Joseph Randall with the Dallas Cowboys.
You better go get a note from somebody really fast. It's not something I have all the time. It's just today I had a really bad case of the explosive diarrhea.
Then imagine what would be in his locker.
Look at this. This Sunday, you're going to play in Huggies. All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Sirius XM. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635. Just before Marsh Lane, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. In Grand Prairie West, sticking around in Dallas, southbound 45 just before I-20. That earlier road construction there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back from Loop 12 Ledbetter. Now into Grand Prairie, westbound I-20 just before Great Southwest Parkway. Still got that jackknife 18-wheeler blocking the two right lanes now. Traffic is still backed up back at the spur 408 Patriot Parkway, about a half-hour delay through it now. Into McKinney, northbound 75 between 121 and El Dorado. That part of the highway there has reopened. Traffic is still jacked up back from Exchange Parkway in Allen. And in McKinney, southbound 75, right at University, got a stalled out 18-wheeler still blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Wilmoth Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Tonight's low 55, tomorrow sunny again with a high around 80. Right now, 77 and 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
The Eagle.
Line two, Alfie?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, sorry about that. You still there?
Yeah. Ryan.
Yes. Hey, this is Ryan. One thing I just wanted to point out on the, I guess, the whole tester thing is, since it is a working tester, since it was stolen, the store does actually have to come back and pay for to put another one up there. So that's why he would have been charged with it.
How do you know this?
I do work for loss prevention.
Oh. I just, okay, thanks. I don't know how you go anywhere and think that you're not under surveillance. Anywhere.
You know what? That should be especially true for a football player. Because when you're at work, your job is broadcast live for millions. And then, when you go back to work, you watch yourself on your work tape.
Well, but I know that there are cameras out there.
Mm-hmm.
There are cameras everywhere, especially if you're a on the edge of being a celebrity. People are going to forget about the security cameras. People are going to be watching you.
Yeah.
I'm curious what Jerry Jones is going to say.
I honestly, my guess is that it'll just be no comment.
There's going to be a team meeting. Like, damn it, guys, just one day, a week, nobody do anything. No drinking, no slappies, no shoplifting.
It's going to be real hard for Jerry to tell his guys.
What? No drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry's not getting arrested for anything.
No.
But you're right. Just 1 week. Come on, guys. Damn it. To hell.
I don't know what's wrong with these generation of Cowboys. I know when I played, we kept everything under wraps.
When you played?
79.
Yes.
I was a running back, center back, left back.
Those are soccer positions.
There's only one left, and I don't think I was a hunch. Wide receiver?
No.
Special teams?
Yeah.
Was I?
Probably. You were a cornerback.
Oh, yeah.
You were number 21.
What does a cornerback do?
He defends the receivers.
Yeah, that's what I did. I don't remember a lot.
I know. You're a part of that big concussion lawsuit.
I remember everybody I played with, the roster.
Mm-hmm.
It was number one, Rafael Septien.
You knew him well.
There were all these roommates on the road, and he'd get the room next to him, he'd drill a hole in the wall and stick his penis through it.
See? And none of those stories ever came out.
Yeah. I always kept it myself.
That's true.
Coach Landry always said, if he wants you to, you suck it.
Whatever helps the team win. We've all got our roles. This just happens to be yours.
Ask me anything about the roster from 79.
Who was the quarterback?
The main one?
Yeah.
Danny White.
Okay.
Staubach was still playing, though.
Okay. Who were you most afraid of on the team?
Ron Springs, number 20.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Any particular reason?
Big guy.
Okay.
Randy White was always spooky. I could say that because he's white.
It makes sense. Yes, absolutely.
Pull up the Cowboy roster on your computer.
Okay. From 79, right?
Yes. I know there's not going to be a number 21. I didn't show up for the picture that day.
I know.
You find it?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm on 1960. I got to go to 79.
It's a big year for us.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Late 70s Cowboys. Whew, 20th anniversary. All right. I got it.
All right. Who you want to know?
Who do I want to know? All right. How about who is number 22?
That was Manning. Wade.
Wade Manning.
What about it?
Are you sure?
He was a running back.
Who's your best friend on the team?
Rafael Septien, number one.
I didn't think you liked him because he was always making you do things you didn't want to.
I did it because we were friends. You'd drill a hole through the wall to go, you are my number one guy.
That just doesn't seem like something you would enjoy. I mean, let alone out of your best friend.
You want me to throw out some names on the roster?
Okay.
Okay. Robert Shaw, number 52. Mm. You want me to close my eyes?
Yes.
So you don't think I'm reading off of something?
That would help.
You think I'm up to something?
Usually.
Okay. All right, Alfie, just leave the camera on me so at least the video stream knows I'm not jacking around.
You got it.
Okay. Where was I?
You're just going to give me some names of guys on the team.
Okay. There was Ray Fielwright, number 70. Number 79, Harvey Martin.
Okay. Who's number 56?
56?
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Henderson.
That is right.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah. Who's number 50?
D.D. Lewis.
Do me a favor and decrease the distance of the crack between your fingers.
How about that?
Yeah, double up. I like that.
All right.
Who's number 42?
Randy Hughes?
Mm-hmm.
Running back.
44.
Newhouse?
Hmm.
Robert. Hurry up.
I'm just wondering how you have all this memorized.
I played in 79.
No, you didn't.
How else would I know all this?
You didn't even know your position 5 minutes ago.
I remember everybody else's. Let me just throw out some more players.
Give me two famous coaches of that team, not Tom Landry. Both went on to be head coaches of other teams in the NFL.
Ditka?
Yeah, that's right.
I got to give you two?
Yep.
Dan something?
Mm-hmm.
Then the coach.
Yeah, I've already told you that.
I can't think of the other one.
There was also a coach who went on to be a very successful college football coach. It's amazing that you don't know these things.
Well, if you played for the team. Yeah, I never followed college. I don't know where they went after the year I played.
You would for this guy. He was a very big name.
The speedy guy.
You're not.
Can I put my hand down?
Yeah, because you clearly just memorized some stuff.
I can throw out more players.
Well, I'm sure you can. You just memorize names and numbers.
And you think I could memorize the entire roster?
Not actually.
What do you think? You want me to turn my monitor off?
I was looking on the backside of my monitor since it faces you. Let me see your papers. Let me see those other papers. Let me hand me those.
Let's throw out some more players.
Turn off your monitor.
My monitor?
Yeah.
You mean to turn the mics off?
No, the computer monitor.
Well, if I turn it off, then I got to reboot it. Mm. I'll sit with my back away from it.
Mm.
All right, you had Staubach, you had Randy White.
Who's number 18?
Glenn something.
Some guy from Canada. Toronto. Backup quarterback.
That is true. That is true. Who's number, let's see. Yes. Who's number 80?
Tony Hill.
Mm-hmm. Who is 88?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No!
Drew Pearson.
Yes. Good God.
This bit's too long.
All right, how are you doing it?
Am I doing what?
Did you just memorize all the guys? Because you could clearly memorize some coaches' names, but you didn't know what else they went on to. And if they were your coaches, you would
know. I wouldn't have followed them.
You would just know.
One man. Thomas Wade Landry.
So you didn't follow Coach Ditka at all?
Nope. What do you want me to do, lie about it?
No, I just think it's odd that that's a guy who was one of your coaches and you didn't bother to find out when he went on to win the Super Bowl, one of the best teams ever, the 1985 Chicago Bears, or how he consistently trips over his own mouth every Sunday on ESPN.
Who's he play for now?
ESPN.
Okay. I never played for ESPN.
I know.
Any other numbers? Anything else? You want me to just start naming some more off?
If you feel the need, you go ahead. But I know that you are not doing this naturally, because I know you didn't play for the Cowboys.
Do I look like I'm looking at anything?
Yeah, you're looking up at the ceiling.
Okay, is there anything written on the ceiling?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you got something written on your eyeballs. I don't know how... You're good at this stuff.
Let's see, who would be next?
You do what you want. Clearly you've memorized it, and I'm happy for you.
I don't think he would take the time to memorize. Really?
The offensive coordinator was Dan Reeves.
See, that's the guy I was. You said you didn't follow him.
I'm just thinking through my head. There are a lot of names to remember. I got hit a lot. I had to suck some Hispanic man's.
Well, it wasn't just some Hispanic man. You said he was your best friend.
If I blow in somebody, you're going to have to be my best friend. All right, I'm done with this. Got too many gaps. I'm not editing all this stuff out in post. Any last one?
No, I'm good. I believe that you know all your teammates, and you completely didn't keep track of any of them or the coaches after that year.
Thank you. I can name some more.
I'm good.
Okay. That was Dave Stahls, number 65.
Okay. I'm good. I believe you.
Okay. Why is it? What makes you think there's some gimmick? How am I doing it?
Well, the gimmick is that someone is talking in your ear. I heard it.
I don't know what you're hearing.
I heard something. I heard a voice in your ear.
I don't hear it.
I did. I heard a little thing.
I can't help you with that.
Is it Alfie?
I don't know. Dude, Alfie, are you talking to me in my ear?
No, I'm on the phone with listeners, dude.
You're not on the phone with any listeners. I can see the call screen.
I just hung up on him.
There hasn't been one in 5 minutes.
That's because I'm hanging up on people, dude. You want to put every jackass through?
Dude. I tell you what, I'll even do this.
Okay.
I'll turn my head. I'll close my eyes.
It doesn't matter, because if he's telling you in your ear what the answers are, it doesn't matter what you do.
How's he going to talk to me in my ear?
Take your headphones off. Now, who's number 43?
Cliff Harris.
Okay. Who's number 50?
Somebody Lewis.
Okay.
DD. Yeah, I think you already asked me that.
I did.
Can I put these back on?
You can.
I'll turn my head away. You hold up some fingers in the room. And I'll tell you what you're holding up. Hurry.
Okay.
Are you flipping me off?
I was giving you Danny White's number.
I'm going on the road with this, Jack.
I was giving you number 11.
Mm-hmm. That really didn't take any psychic ability. I knew I was going to get flipped off.
It's also why, as a quarterback, it's best to not be number one or number 11.
All right, 422, Dan O'Malley.
All right, how are you doing it?
Why is that?
How are you doing it? You don't know. You don't know any of this stuff. No one knows most of this stuff.
Half the guys on the team don't know that stuff because they're all so concussed, they don't remember their names half the time.
You want me to try and forget all of it?
No, you remember if you like. I'm just wondering how you were doing it. Some kind of implant in your ear?
Ask me something about the show. Chances are I may know something about that. It's because I was here. I was there. Jesus. Just because I'm 54 doesn't mean dementia set in.
What were you doing in 79 besides playing football?
Going to high school, enrolling in Eastfield.
Okay. You decided to squeeze Cowboys in between the two?
I needed a job. Okay. I just started working out in Greenville, Texas at the radio station.
It's amazing you found all that spare time.
I was young. I was a cornerback.
You can barely remember your position. What side of the ball did you play on?
Not the right side. You mean what side? The pointy side? The fat side?
No, what side of the ball did you play on?
Right
if
side.
If you played football, you know what I mean.
Right side.
Sometimes it was a right side. Other times?
The front side? If you're trying to trip me up, go ahead.
I'm asking you a straight question.
During the summer, I took tickets at the drive-in at Texas Stadium.
Why?
For extra money.
Oh, that's so much.
He remembers that.
Yeah. Close with me on that.
I'm sure he is.
What's pissing Dan off is he's trying to figure out who in the room is helping him.
Yeah.
He has a feeling it's a conspiracy. He just doesn't know who's involved.
Right.
Can't trust me. Just say you don't trust
me. I don't trust you.
Okay. You can test me on other stuff later if you want.
Fine.
You want to do the finger thing again?
It felt good for all of a quarter of a second.
All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
432, another check on traffic over the MyPlate.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 just before Marsh. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. A side street accident for you in Dallas. Eastbound Northwest Highway just after Abrams. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back to Skillman. Let's move to Grand Prairie. Westbound I-20 just before Great Southwest Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic's backed up back to Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. In McKinney, northbound 75 between Weston Road and Telephone. This is north from that earlier big accident. Road construction there has that right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back to White Avenue. And finally, southbound in McKinney. Southbound 75 right at Virginia. Got a stalled out rock hauler blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Wilmoth Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Clear skies tonight, 55 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 80. Right now, 77. And 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 to Eagle.
Got Alfie.
Got a guy on line one calling about your Cowboys career.
Okay. Yes, Anthony.
Hey, Russ. What's going on, man? Hey, I got a question. You know Ernie Stotner? Does that name ring a bell at all?
77.
He coached 66 to 88.
He was the assistant coach for the Cowboys from 66 to 88.
Right. He coached the defensive line and the defensive cornerbacks. So
73 to 88. I think he was a defensive coordinator.
No.
73 to 88?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, 73, 88. And then he also coached the Texans in the 90s. But he's my uncle, so I was just curious if that rang a bell. So if anybody knows that, then you're definitely played on the Cowboys.
Do you know where he was born?
Yeah, he was, I believe he was born in Germany.
Bavaria.
You got it, man.
Okay.
All right, Russ.
If you need a football sign, send it up.
Schooling the listeners when they call in.
He's my uncle.
I don't know.
I don't know what.
He's trying to tell you, I know everything about him, and then I don't.
Oh, okay.
Well, that one was easy enough. Yeah. I just pulled it up on Wiki while he's mumbling.
I'll stump him.
During the break, Dan's going, all right, how'd you do it? All right, if you don't believe I've memorized everything, then it's a magic trick, and I still don't need to tell you.
You're right. You don't need to tell me.
But let's see. What is today? Tuesday? When Kenzie comes in tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm going to pull some stuff on her.
Oh, my God. She's...
It's gonna have her draw pictures on paper that I can't see.
It's going to be bad.
Oh, she's got a wig.
That'll her up, Jack.
Yeah.
Everybody dancing around. Yeah. I wish it was then now.
You can't see it, but I'm kicking my legs.
Then Dan thinks he's got it figured out. All right, take your headphones off. Somebody's talking to you. Take off the headphones. Yeah, like I wouldn't have planned ahead for that. Okay. Did we get into news?
No, we did not.
I see Wendy Davis on Channel 5 right now. What is this thing? What has she brought up about a butt?
a butt. Say,
hey, I bet.
Bud Abbott. I've called him Bud Abbott for so long, I've really forgotten his first name. Give me a second.
Hey, I bet.
Lieutenant Governor. We've gone through so many names. I really couldn't come up with this if I had to.
Really? Not even they're all your magic tricks?
Bud.
No, it's not Bud.
Jerry?
No.
Jimmy.
Do you want me to just tell you?
Leon?
No.
Terrence?
No.
Who is it?
It's Greg Abbott.
Oh, yeah, I would have missed it.
Yeah, Texas Democrat.
Great way to finish off the magic bit.
Texas Democrat Wendy Davis is defending her governor's campaign television ad that prominently notes opponent Greg Abbott's use of a wheelchair. Davis has been harshly criticized by Abbott and conservatives for the ad that includes an image of an empty wheelchair. It criticizes the state attorney general for receiving millions after a 1984 injury, then working to block lawsuits by other victims. Davis was flanked by disability rights activists at a Fort Worth news conference on Monday, including two who use wheelchairs. Davis says the ad is designed to portray Abbott as someone who has worked against the disabled. Abbott lost the use of his legs after his spine was crushed by a falling oak tree. The Davis campaign says the ad is still running.
So what did he try and do after he got his, what did you say, $90
million? No, he got millions in settlement for the falling tree when he filed his lawsuit.
So then what did he try to put a cap on lawsuits?
I think that was part of it. As state attorney general, she noted a couple of instances where he worked against people trying to make claims after being disabled and they're trying to go after the company, and Abbott sided and defended the companies. So she used that in an ad to attack him and basically say, sure, he might be in a wheelchair, but that doesn't mean he's helping those like him. He's out for his own best interest. That's what she was trying to say.
Possibly. So he's defending the, was he defending the state of Texas in his lawsuits?
That I don't know. It was for companies that were being sued by people who had been disabled or hurt.
I think he was the judge in those cases.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it I don't know anything about it. I know that going after anybody in a wheelchair is not going to fare well.
And that's sort of what the backlash has been on Wendy Davis for, is that she's using his wheelchair as some sort of striking point when that should be considered a low blow. Although, if as a judge he did, you know, side with the companies, that's a legitimate attack ad.
Unless the companies were right. I mean, you can't let, and I'm sure he's had to have said this, you can't let your personal life dictate over how you feel in a courtroom.
And
I have to be judicious. I can't be prejudicial.
Right. But that's not how politics works. You try to paint your opponent as something other than what they're portraying. And he's portraying himself as, you know, a hardworking guy who is right for Texas and is fighting for you and your rights. She's trying to position him as someone who's only got his own interests in mind.
I found a story on DallasNews.com that's from August of, looks like last year, where he released the terms of the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Curious. All right. Attorney General Greg Abbott, who has used a wheelchair since a 1984 accident, has released for the first time the terms of the lawsuit settlement that paid him $6 million so far. Abbott, this says 55, obviously he's 56 now.
Yeah.
Stated his quest to become governor last month and decided to voluntarily release copies of the September 1986 agreement to the media on Friday. Windy day, limb snapped off a tree he was passing under, crushing his spine and damaging his kidneys. Abbott sued the homeowner and tree care company and won a settlement which shows tax-free annuities in graduated payments. The payments began with $300,000 in 1986. They include both monthly and lump sums that are deposited every three years. This year, 2013, Abbott will receive $570,000 from the settlement, with $400,000 coming from the lump sum payment. And it goes down, breaks down the rest of the numbers. All told, the agreement could be worth about $9 million. Abbott has disputed criticism that such a settlement could not be achieved today because of legislation he helped champion 10 years ago that imposed limits on lawsuit awards. He argues that anyone in similar circumstances could reach the same type of settlement today. Under the recent law, punitive damages meant to punish gross negligence or bad faith have been capped at $750,000. The lawsuit still allows payments for medical costs, potential lost wages, economic damages, and non-economic losses such as pain and suffering and loss of enjoyment of life. So, yeah, you could still get a lot more than $750,000.
Yeah. I found an instance that they're talking about as far as Abbott and I think what her ad, Wendy Davis's ad, is going after.
Mm-hmm.
Attorney General Greg Abbott, who has said he supports the Americans with Disabilities Act, has tenaciously battled to block the courthouse door to disabled Texans who sued the state. This is out of the Dallas Morning News, Austin Bureau, Christy Hope, back on in February of this year. In a series of legal cases in his three terms, Abbott's office has fought a blind pharmacy professor in Amarillo who wanted reflective tape on the stairs to her office, two deaf defendants in Laredo who asked for a qualified sign language interpreter in their courtroom, and a woman with an amputated leg. In that case, the state argued she was not disabled because she had a prosthetic. Abbott, who's used a wheelchair since the tree fell on him, et cetera, applauds the federal law, the Federal Disability Act, and said it helped provide ramps, wide doors, and while Abbott, the leading Republican contender for governor, benefits from the ADA mandates that guide businesses, builders, and cities, he believes it is unconstitutional to force the state to comply. He has argued that his duty is to protect the state's autonomy and its taxpayers by using all legal tools available to him, including the argument that the state is immune from disability lawsuits brought under the ADA.
So I could see how there's an argument on both sides.
Yes.
But it sounds like a lot of people were going to his court saying, hey, you're in a wheelchair. About some cash here.
Yeah, but this is him as attorney general. Right?
He's defending the state.
Defending the state.
Well, he has a fiduciary duty to the state of Texas.
He does. However, it also would seem kind of, if it were me, I'd feel really weird about telling other disabled people that you don't get something because I'm defending the state. I would feel sort of, I'd feel
Hang
a little
on, what was the first one? The first was a blind pharmacist that wanted what?
Reflective tape on the stairs to her office.
Why?
You can be legally blind and still see some stuff, like reflective tape so you can see where the stairs are. Not dark as night blind.
No offense, but I don't know that I'd want a legally blind pharmacist. Are you sure this is Adderall?
I think so.
It was a pharmacy professor.
No. All right. Not really the same thing.
Two deaf defendants.
Well, hang on a second. How much tape would it have taken?
I don't know. I know it
that
sounds
reflective
like.
Reflective tape isn't that much. You can get it at Home Depot. To save all the court time and whatever, university college, wherever this professor was, couldn't they cough up $20, $30 for reflective tape?
You'd think.
But this professor had to go to court.
Yes.
And the university had to hire attorneys. Or well, actually, you had Greg Abbott filling that position.
That's what it looks like.
All right, a lot of this is petty.
Yeah.
Did say how much they wanted for the reflective tape?
No, I don't have all the details on that.
That sounds like somebody running up the score. You're not going to put any tape up. I'm going to sue you.
All right.
I'm sorry, but that is squirrely. That really sounds like something that shouldn't even gone to the Attorney General. If this is a school thing, just put some damn tape down. Damn. Why are you being an a-hole about this? And then even the other one where the two deaf defendants in Laredo who asked for a qualified sign language interpreter in their courtroom. Yes, that makes sense. They should have that.
Yeah, there shouldn't be a lawsuit for that. That should just be protocol.
It should be.
I have to understand what's going on. I believe that's the law.
And that, to me, would fall under, I would think, part of a fair trial. You have to understand what's happening to you in a court of law.
Well, we don't want them to give us one of them signers like they had at the Olympics or whatever.
Oh, the South Africa stuff where the guys just signed gibberish?
Yeah. Some type of military... Whatever it was, the sign language guy, he wasn't translating anything.
No, he was Vogan.
What's Vogan?
Like Madonna? Vogue.
Oh. Striking a pose. I'm deaf. I can't understand. I think he wants a curveball.
It's either that or hit and run. I'm not sure yet.
What does the two fingers pointing straight down between his legs mean?
Usually breaking ball, but... Sometimes they switch her up just to confuse you.
And the guy on the other side of the courtroom keeps going.
He just keeps shaking him off.
Shaking his head back and forth. Then he finally nods.
And spits on the floor.
Adjust his junk and then guilty.
And this grabbing the crotch, what is that?
The problem with her ad is that the appearance of it, the content, she may have been trying to hammer home some point, but by showing the chair, then it left the door open for Abbott's camp to come back and just say, see, she's just attacking me because I'm in a wheelchair. She doesn't like the fact I'm in a wheelchair.
Now, what did it say at the beginning of the story? She was flanked by...
She was flanked in a press conference yesterday by disability rights activists.
Who were,
including two who use wheelchairs.
Who were on her side?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously there's some disabled people that think, yeah, right. I guess this is okay, an okay way to go. But you still need him when he works for the state. You want him to do the best job for the state he can and be objective.
It makes sense. However, what you just said, I would prefer out of my attorney general or anyone at some point along the chain of command to tell that university with the blind professor, why don't you put some damn tape down? Why am I even seeing this? Why do I have to answer for this? I want to be a governor someday. I'm going to have to answer for this at some point. Put some tape down.
Here's a story that came out today, October 14th. This is not the best source, Fox News.
Sometimes it is.
Texas Attorney General and GOP gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott shrugged off a campaign ad by Democrat Wendy Davis invoking the accident that left him paralyzed from the waist down and left him relying on the use of a wheelchair. Quoting, she wants to attack a guy in a wheelchair. That's her prerogative, Abbott told Fox News' Sean Hannity Monday evening.
Oh, God. See, that's such a bitch move.
What?
He knows what the ad is doing, but he's doing politics by twisting it around, saying, well, if she wants to attack a guy in a wheelchair, that's him. That's him put, like, using himself as the victim. Well, I'm in a wheelchair, and she's pointing it out, so now I'm the victim some more. Come on, man. I know you can't physically stand up, but why don't you just stand up figuratively for yourself and be like, I know what she was going after, and I'm going to attack her on the point she was trying to make. I'm not going to exploit the fact that I am in a wheelchair and use that to my benefit.
Well, now, really, we didn't exploit him in the wheelchair. We showed an empty...
No, you're exploiting yourself in the wheelchair as it is.
Well, we didn't show him. We showed an empty wheelchair in my Wendy Davis campaign.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
We didn't show him. All right, if you want, and I'll come up with my own ad campaign to show a bunch of empty clothes without a... inside it.
Wow. That's what he should have done.
She wants to attack a guy in a wheelchair. That's her prerogative. As for me, I'm running a different type of campaign. I'll focus on the future of Texas while my opponent continues to attack me.
Oh, shut up. I saw an ad for him earlier today at Closed Desk where he was linking Wendy Davis saying she's basically Obama. Don't take this high road. I hate that high road. That's what I'm saying. I hate the hypocrisy. Be honest in it. If you're gonna attack the other person, say my attack ad's better than hers. If you're not going to do it, then actually not do it. But don't hide under this veil of being the victim and then say I'm running a high road campaign. No, you're not.
I'm trying, even though I can't get on the high road because I'm in a wheelchair.
But this is why I hate politics. I would just be honest. Try it.
I think, even though I don't really care or know anything about either one of them, I think staying away from the wheelchair would have been a good idea.
On her part?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because they executed it poorly. Because you have to nail it. Because if you don't, it backfires. Guess what? It backfired. It backfired so much, she had to have a press conference yesterday to try to talk her way out of it.
Asked by a reporter if the ad's exploits Abbott's disability, Davis said, the ad is about one thing, and one thing only. It's about Greg Abbott's hypocrisy. Abbott disagreed, telling Hannity it shows that her campaign is focused on one thing, and that is attacking me. Well, that's political. Everybody gets attacked. I don't think it's going to sell real well, so I'm going to stay focused on the future. Candidate then linked Davis's campaign to President Obama, saying, most of what I'm running on is trying to solve the problems that he created even here in Texas. My opponent is having to run from Barack Obama, and all she can do is attack me, a man in a wheelchair. Added a wheelchair.
Still, that's what he's thinking. Don't put yourself in that weak role. Do not do that. That, honestly, I'm not voting for her, but that makes me not want to vote for him. He just lost a vote that he could have had from me because I don't want the governor of the state of Texas to come across as weak. I don't care that you're in a wheelchair. You can still be a man and act like one as opposed to saying, oh, she's attacking a man in a wheelchair. Shut up!
Well, in essence, he said, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's what he should have said. He should have just said, I don't care about the ad. I think she's wrong. I think I've done my job as the attorney general for the great state of Texas in defending the state and its best interests. And in doing so, I will take that experience to the mansion in Austin and continue to fight for Texans.
The 30-second Davis ad released Friday. I didn't realize this just came out.
Yeah.
Goes where no campaign ad of hers has gone before. It opens with an image of a wheelchair and then criticizes Abbott for allegedly not doing enough to help victims, despite himself receiving a large monetary settlement after a falling branch paralyzed him. Maybe the difference is, again, I don't know, we're talking about one guy suing individuals, the private sector. The other side is people trying to sue the state.
Yeah.
So as his job as attorney general, he has to defend the state to the best of his abilities, regardless of what he got or any type of paralysis he's received.
Mm-hmm. And that also would be a wise answer from him and his campaign. That I haven't heard it.
The narrator in the ad says, a tree fell on Greg Abbott. He sued and got millions. Since then, he spent his career working against other victims. Yeah, I'm sure that's what he's doing. I'm sure he's going out to old folks' homes and pulling people out of their wheelchairs. You don't deserve that. You're not paralyzed.
I think one of the things he specifically mentioned in the ad was the one where the state argued that a woman was not disabled because she had a prosthetic leg.
Well, she is disabled, but she still has the ability to walk. Abbott doesn't even have that option.
Yeah, but that, I'm sorry, but that sounds so squirrely. I could just sort of see that in a courtroom. Your Honor, she's not disabled. She has a fake leg.
We gave her a fake leg after we cut the real one off. So you can run around all you want trying to sue us for top titty, but we're not giving anything else. We made things right. Okay, the leg doesn't really fit. It's the wrong color. The feet are different sizes.
It's wearing a heel.
Well, we thought she would always like to wear heels, so we built one in. So sue us for thinking about her. Davis threw the ad. Let's see. In 1984, Greg Abbott sought out. Just covers what we've already said. But then he turned around and built his career working to deny the very same justice that he received to his fellow Texans, rightly seeking it for themselves. Some politicians talk about having a spine of steel. I actually have one, Abbott said in 2013 when he launched his gubernatorial campaign. You're right. I don't like either one of them. We knew that there would be the slinging of the mud.
Yes. And really, I didn't even think he needed to go down that road at all, because when I started seeing attack ads from Abbott against Wendy Davis, to me, that legitimizes her as a candidate. He could have run his campaign and, for the most part, ignored her because he had a 20-point lead in polls. He could have just done his campaign and pretended there wasn't even someone running against him, and he would have done fine.
And why bring up the wheelchair? I know you have to for the hypocrisy, but you could have just said, since most people know he's paralyzed and knows how it happened, why not in the ad just go, he didn't try to help any of people injured, victims in the state of Texas throughout his term as attorney general. You have to say anything about the wheelchair. Let them put it together unless you think voters are really that stupid. And if you do, then that's a double slam.
Yep.
You want a break here?
Yes.
Okay. Alfie, what's line three?
He's calling about the election.
Whose side is he on?
No.
I hate them both.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
504, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SiriusXM. Whole lot going on. Most of it's in Fort Worth. We're starting off there. Westbound I-30 just before Las Vegas Trail. Got an accident there. Blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Bryant Irvin. Also in Fort Worth, northbound East Loop 820 just after Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident there. Blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from I-30. And finally, stick around in Fort Worth, southbound 35W just before 121. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. And finally, in McKinney, southbound 75 right at Virginia. Still got that stalled out rock collar blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Wilmoth Road. Visit KEGL.com right now where you can purchase tickets to Freakers Ball for as low as $9.71. Supplies are limited, so act now. Head to KEGL.com for more info. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, clear skies, 55 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 80 for a high. Right now, it's 77 at 97.1 The Eagle.
PLD Inc., the makers of the million-selling Dando, brings you the latest in Pretty Little Dan gratification. Introducing the Dando Asmo. Experience the pleasure of ATM with the prettiest little rump that ever lived. Regular ATM is cumbersome and tiring. Wouldn't you like it if Dan's pretty little mouth was a little closer to his pretty little boo-boo? Well, wish no more. That's right. We folded Dan in half to make ATM with PLD easy as ABC. Enjoy the convenience of have a 6-inch gap in between Dan's succulent bubble butt and his soft and feminine lips. The Dando Asmo also features the newest innovation from PLD Inc., the Auto Lube. With the Auto Lube, you can pump Dan's luscious moneymaker until you collapse from exhaustion. The Dando Asmo makes the perfect gift. Get one for your boss, your mailman, your trash guy, your lawn guy, all those homeless guys that live under I-30. Everyone loves ATM with PLD. Order yours now for 17 easy bi-weekly payments of $24.63 with a small monthly finance charge of 17.88%. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
So you met him? Yeah. I know you meet with all the clients before you start doing endorsements.
Yeah.
Does he care what people, if people know what he looks like?
I don't know. I can't imagine that it would bother him for any reason.
Did you ever pull up his website?
Yeah. No, it doesn't have a photo of him. It's just maybe, more informational stuff.
Maybe he wants... I think I'd get a fake pitch man.
Yeah.
If you're Big Bubba,
mm-hmm.
get somebody that looks like the guy that ran Porky's. Porky.
Oh, okay.
That would be a Big Bubba.
Okay, yeah. That makes perfect sense, actually.
So what do you look like?
Not like Bubba.
Is he hot?
He is. I'd say, yeah, he's an attractive guy.
Yeah.
He's tall, thin, tan. You'd love him.
Is he a surfer? What do you mean I'd love him?
He looks like he could be. Like, yeah, he could be an extra on Point Break.
How old do you think he is?
I would say around 30.
Let's see. Is it just Big Bubba Bail Bond?
Yes.
You know, yeah, the web chick, she was drooling whenever he came in.
Who what web chick?
That? The chick that helps Jacob out with the web stuff and stream and
was that a
content.
Alicia?
Yes.
Yeah, it's BigBubba'sBailBonds.com.
Find Bubba near you. Denton, Fort Worth. See, now there's a drawing
right.
that looks like what you think Bubba would look like.
Absolutely.
So he probably doesn't like the fact that we've blown his image.
I think, honestly, I think the owner, he's the owner of Big Bubba. That doesn't mean he has to be Big Bubba. He's just owner of the business.
Okay, some things I didn't know. Does he have another spot to show?
Today, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Most of the time when someone calls the bond office to have someone released from jail, they have no idea how the bond process works. These are your options when you or someone you know is looking to bond out of jail. We will get you out. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
I don't know why if you called a bail bondsman, they would go, I'm not really sure. Hang on a second.
Leon, how do we get somebody out of jail again?
Well, apparently it can be a fairly squirrely business.
I thought most bondsmen had to be not laminated. I know licensed. Bonded.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some protection.
Yes.
Is it vulcanized?
We'll go with that, yes.
Usually takes 1.5 to 2 hours if incarcerated to get you out. Okay. Did you go through his whole website?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I'm looking at the FAQs. I know this isn't fantastic radio, but I'm sure a good portion of our listeners have been or will be arrested at a certain point, mm-hmm. and that needs to be in his spot.
Yes, actually, you're right. It's kind of like when Diane from Don't Lie, our lie detector test lady,
mm-hmm.
when she was helping us out one day back at CBS, she said that she was in a hurry because she had to go somewhere to do some sort of lie detector test for a court. She said she had 4. And I told her, money, I bet money, 2 of them are listeners. The next day she came back, 2 were listeners.
Well, they're certified by the state.
Yeah.
They're licensed polygraphers.
Yes.
Okay.
That and it's also weird because when when someone first asks, is like, hey, have an opportunity here. Has anyone ever been arrested? I'm like, no, but many of my friends sure as hell have. So I know a little bit.
When was this?
What?
Who asked you this question?
I don't know, just like a couple months ago. Why?
Who asked you?
It was the sales guy, one of our account executives.
Oh, when they were pitching Big Bubba?
Yeah.
Oh, you left that out. I sure knew good when it was arrested. You will see his mug shot. 6-7 years later, still pops up on Google results. Mandy's face never shows up anywhere. It's all right. Karma will live with her. And if it doesn't, I'll move in.
You change your name and move in.
Sorry, I was just curious about Big Bubba.
No, it's fine.
Did he enjoy his spot?
So far, so good.
This free one he just got.
He's going to love. Love it, love it, love it.
You remember that if one of us calls you in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I want his cell number. You would think with all the attorneys that we know, we wouldn't really need a bail bondsman.
You would think. But unfortunately, the attorneys we know, they're all so uppity. They like to sleep all night.
Tim Powers has a office.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, you know, when I got arrested, it was during the day, so he was in.
Yeah, that worked out well for you.
Everett? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. If uppity were to ever apply to a lawyer.
He's a good lawyer. Call him after you get out for your criminal defense needs, but...
Don't expect him to expedite your release. Which should be his slogan.
Uh-huh. He's a slow release lawyer.
I'm the lawyer who gets you out after a while.
Whenever I get around to it. We actually never started birthdays today.
All right. 5:14, Dan O'Malley's here with birthdays.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. Birthdays today, porn star Vanessa Lane turns 31.
Ooh, I like her.
Do you?
She's got a tight body.
She's been in 332 films, including American Cream Pie and Spunked the movie. Ben Whishaw is 34. He plays Q in the new James Bond movies. I say movies, but it's... He's been in one so far. Former WWE and Dancing with the Stars lady, Stacey Keibler, is 35. Usher, 36. Steve Coogan is 49. Russ, he was the director in Tropic Thunder who got blown up.
I'm looking at pictures of Vanessa Lane.
I will leave you alone. Greg Evigan is 61. Harry.
BJ and the Bear?
Yes, as well as.
Not My Two Dads.
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other guy, the other dad in My Two Dads?
Greg Evigan and Paul Reiser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From Night Court, Harry Anderson, 62. Designer Ralph Lauren is 75. And Sir Roger Moore, James Bond, turns 87. One of them, anyway. Under Furious, what?
You won't see a picture of Vanessa Lane?
Vanessa, yeah.
She's into this one.
Yeah, she is.
See? Nice fake boobs. See her abs? Well, you can see most of them here if he'd move his head.
A lot going on there.
Yeah. That's a no-waiting situation. Oh, you have how many? Okay. Two d***s, no waiting. Pick a hole.
I understand the whole the thing behind, you know.
The DP?
No, I was going to say, I understand that the porn stars, you know, they want to be treated as people as well. Like, they're sex workers doesn't mean they're terrible, should have rights, all these kind of things. But
I think they're psychological issues, but go ahead.
And they want to date. They want to have romantic lives. But then if you pull up that photo, I like to think I'm an open-minded individual, but I'm going to have a real tough time having a cup of coffee with you if I've seen that.
But you thought it was okay for me to date L.A. Lamont.
She loved you.
I don't care.
She also
loves sucking guys with arms between her legs.
Okay, but I never saw a photo like that of L.A. I don't know why that is more so than just
so you
out.
Have issues dating a porn star who's into DP and Triple P.
Maybe.
But
I think, yeah.
L.A. who not only did porn, also did the escort service, which to me seemed a little cheaper.
That I am with you on. That was...
It wouldn't have changed anything. I wouldn't have dated her regardless.
Yeah, for you, that was just additional reason to not date her. The porn star thing already had you not wanting to date her.
She seemed kind. She seemed good-hearted. But she liked to f*** people for money.
So if she just did, like, lesbian porn, you'd be okay with that?
I think so.
See, everyone's going to have their line.
If it was just that.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. Me gusta lesbians. I love lesbians. I was looking at lesbian stuff today. I decided I wanted them in the shower. I love lesbian showers. Damn.
Okay.
They start tripping. I'm ready to go. Love scissors. I don't know why they do that. It's like, what kind of enjoyment can you get? There's no entry of... There's, can't be that much stimulation. That's just got to be... That whole thing has got to be just for men to watch.
I think it is. The weird thing is, though, I've read a couple very brief articles.
On tripping?
Sort of. On lesbians can't even agree amongst themselves what lesbian sex really is, because it varies so much from relationship to relationship.
Well, they've got different options.
Exactly.
You know, if you want the feel of a man, then, you know, you could probably go ahead and just get another new and exciting item from PLD Inc. Just in time for your Halloween party. The Rotato Dendo Titty Twister. This nipple-twisting machine will send your nipples into a whirlwind of pleasure. The Rotato Dendo is fully adjustable, whether you have areolas as big as CDs or nipples as small as pencil lead. The Rotato Dendo is guaranteed to twist them all. It's so strong, it's capable of twisting right through any Halloween costume. You want to twist with a buddy? Buy within the next 153 minutes and receive a second Rotato Dendo for a half price. Twist your sister-in-law's nipples, your bus driver's nipples, your mailman, even your kitty cat's nipples. What about a Rotato Dendo Twister orgy? There's no limit on how many Rotato Dendos you can buy. The Rotato Dendo also comes with an instructional video only available on VHS. Dan will be there showing you all the great features of the Rotato Dendo. Step into this nip-sonic cyclonic wonderland with a new Rotato Dendo. Get it for Halloween and enjoy it all year long from PLD. I think lesbians would like that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one option if you're a lesbian. But in the article I read, there were some that some might enjoy that. And there were others that actually said the scissoring thing, that they've done it. And that, but it was a very small percentage in some study, but some had.
Since I never turn the audio on, the sound up when I'm looking at porn, I have no idea if it makes noise or not. In my mind, it does.
What?
Oh, no, we're stuck. Who should we call? We're going to have to call a man.
I got the one thing that get the two of you apart.
Yeah. My big meaty crowbar. Or this nice bucket of water. I worked on dogs when we were kids.
I got some nice sea salt.
Works all the time on snails.
Yeah. See, this here is the coarse sea salt. I just take the lid and I just grind her.
Next thing you know, you bitches is apart.
And if you so desire, I got some kosher in the truck.
Yeah. If one of you women is of the Jewish faith.
We got another call.
We got a what? We
got another call. Two chicks stuck together.
I don't know what he means.
I just imagine the guy in the truck. He's just waiting. Then you get dispatch calls up. We got two more.
I got to go back out to the same house?
Yeah.
I thought I wrapped cellophane around them so that didn't happen again.
Apparently they were really into it.
Okay.
Okay. Under furious assault from conservative Catholics, the Vatican backtracked on Tuesday.
It's
surprisingly positive assessment of gays and same-sex relationships. In a report Monday, the Vatican had said that gays and lesbians have gifts to offer the Christian community and acknowledged that same-sex couples can give precious support to one another. The statement, in an interim report from a closely watched meeting of Catholic clergy, was widely praised by liberals. It is believed to be the first time the Vatican has said anything positive about gay relationships. Then, conservatives complained that the statement watered down church teaching and did not accurately reflect their discussions at the Synod, where nearly 200 Catholic leaders are meeting to debate approaches to modern-day family life.
If I could spot that as a buck-tooth Southern Baptist, why don't you think the Vatican could have foreseen a bigger picture, knowing that conservative Catholics are going to go, this doesn't really go along with what we've been told in the past?
Because the media latched on to the initial part of it and said, hey, look, the Catholic Church, they're softening on this issue.
Does that mean that we acknowledge gays? Well, yeah, you should. Doesn't have to. There are a lot of people that I know that do things that I don't approve of. It doesn't mean that I'm going to sit in judgment of them.
Yeah. One South African cardinal called Monday's statement irredeemable. He said the message has gone out that this is what the Synod is saying. This is what the Catholic Church is saying. It's not what we're saying at all.
I'd be careful making statements like that because these are directed at the Pope.
Yeah. The Vatican backtracked. In a statement, it said the report on gays and lesbians was a working document, not the final word from Rome.
Then why not keep your mouth shut until it's done?
Would make sense.
Reviewed. And then put out and published and then distributed by the Gideons.
Totally different group, but whatever. The Vatican also said that
Jewish people are Jewish. Catholic people go to hotels.
Yes, on occasion they do. The Vatican also said that it wanted to welcome gays and lesbians in the church, but not create the impression of a positive evaluation of same-sex relationships, or for that matter, of unmarried couples who live together, because that's also a no-no.
What's the purpose of addressing it? It's not going to eliminate gay humans, gay homosexual people.
Okay, coach.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
If you want to let them in church, let them in church. Let them openly be gay. And if you really believe, again, in the Word of God, it will convert them. If you think that they can be changed.
Ugh. And that's not a church they're going to want to go to.
Well, you don't have to pound it into them all the time. I'm not trying to make puns.
Mm.
But just the exposure. If you think they can be changed, the exposure to biblical teachings, maybe that'll do it.
And then in that case, then
you've got to believe in the power of God.
Okay, fine.
Pray God.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, once you find out what God believes, you let me know. Because in the meantime, I'm just going to hang out away from those places that try to judge everyone that's not exactly like them.
Oh, well, Pope Francis says, who am I to judge?
He may not be judging somehow, but he's judging in church doctrine.
He said it's not my job to judge.
Yeah. But I mean, we had this debate on occasion, but it's like the Bible is full of stuff that we all skip over and we choose to ignore. But then we'll latch on to the things that we agree with.
I've never read the Bible start to finish. My guess is there are parts of the Bible that are hard to understand, and those are the parts that a lot of people skip over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get all these stories and these parables and the things. Is it really, are they speaking figuratively? Or is this sort of? Was this like a woman whose pubic hair was a burning?
See, these things can be open to interpretation.
All I know is I saw a chick do it one time at a topless bar.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. I'm going to set my pubes on fire.
And next thing you know, we came down from the mount with a stone tablet and 10 rules.
Baby, you want us to put that out for you? I don't know how they did it back in biblical days, but we can stomp that one out.
It's just going to look really bad when someone walks in on the tail end and we're stomping a vag.
What happened? It was on fire.
It's not what it looks like. She was on fire.
It was our job. We are officially deputized by Spokey and Pharrell.
Nice.
We got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
537, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky's. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, west on I-30. Right before Las Vegas Trail, got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Hewlin Street. Also in Fort Worth, northbound East Loop Bay 20, just after Trinity Boulevard, got an accident there. Also in the clearing stages, traffic is backed up back from I-30. Let's move into McKinney's southbound 75. Right in Virginia, still got that stalled out rock collar blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Wilmoth Road. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Renner Road, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the High 5. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Marsh, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is jacked up all the way back from the bush. Also in that backup, right at I-35, got another stalled out vehicle blocking the center lane. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by NBC. Clear tonight, 55 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 80 for a high. Right now, 77 at 97.1, the Eagle.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
What is his real name?
Alfonso Ribeiro?
Okay.
What were you calling him?
Antonio Alfredo. I don't know. I can never remember. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah.
My money is he'll win Dancing with the Stars this season.
He was my preseason pick.
He's a professional dancer.
Yeah.
He was doing, we'll say 84. Whenever Michael Jackson was doing the Pepsi spots.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Jackson meets this little kid in the middle of the street. And the little kid's dressed like Michael,
mm-hmm.
dancing. That was Alfonso.
Yeah.
And I think he's had professional training and danced on Broadway.
Yeah, he's a classically trained entertainer, not just an actor. Classically trained actor, performer, which means dancing, singing, all that kind of stuff.
So he can work shtick in like he did on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Carlton Dance.
Yeah. And even when he was on Silver Spoons.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I don't know, where are we in the season? I haven't watched it. The only reason I knew that he finally did the Carlton on Dancing with the Stars was it's on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, last week everything just kind of blew up because he did it. He did it with his dance partner.
Do you know where we are in the season?
Nope. I know we're a few weeks in.
I don't see how he couldn't win. Not because of the Carlton. Just because he knows how to dance. In fact, his moves were better than his partner, that Wendy chick, I think.
Yeah, I saw the clip of it when, and it's like the next day, so everyone's talking about it, everyone's posting about it on Facebook, Twitter, all that. So I was like, all right, I'll watch the stupid clip because people also kept sending it to me. And it's like, yeah, he went into it and then just owned it. And his partner was just like, God bless her. It's hard to think that she's the professional of the two. She's the one that's supposed to be helping him. In that move, that particular dance, no one does it better. You cannot possibly hope to improve upon it.
No, and there are people, after the initial analysis by the judges, this is before the voting,
mm-hmm.
you know, then they go upstairs, and the new tall chick, whoever the host is, said, okay, what's the one secret? He goes, well, there are two. All the professional dancers perked up because they wanted to see what the trick was.
Nice.
He said, you lead with your hands, and then it's over the top. And back down over, and all of them were doing it. It was really like Copperfield went, all right, I'm going to show you this one trick.
Right. And one thing I did see him say afterwards, it was the reason why they did it was because everyone had already been clamoring for it. They knew it was going to happen at some point. He said, we just decided to go ahead and do it now to sort of get it out of the way. We can have fun with it. and now we can move on with the rest of the competition and focus on the other dancing.
Forget about having fun with it. He got a perfect score.
Yeah.
He got 10 from all the judges, and they let America vote now. And he got 10 from the country.
Yeah, because this dance partner looked like it was just dragging on a mannequin.
It did. When she started the Carlton with him, because they didn't start with it. They started with a few typical dance moves. When she went into the Carlton with him, it looked like somebody was just shaking around a cheap doll. But as soon as he broke into that, it was like they dropped an H-bomb on dancing, which I'm happy for him. He's ecstatic. I know for a long time, just like anybody else that got typecast, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not Carlton. I'd go with it. I don't know if this one moment on Dancing with the Stars where everybody stood and everybody lost their collective minds.
Right.
I don't know if that makes you feel better that you were typecast for a long time.
I could see him after this. I can't remember if Mario Lopez did the show or not, but whatever happened to where he got Extra, the TV show, it works well for him because celebrities like him because he's kind of one of them, but he's not so famous that he overshadows them. I could see Alfonso Ribeiro doing something similar, hosting one of those entertainment shows because he's not going to overshadow anyone because he's not a massive star, but he's well-known and well-liked by people in the industry.
Who's the boof that hosted one of the entertainment shows that was a lead singer for?
Oh, Mark McGrath.
Yeah.
He was the one that had Extra before Lopez.
He was horrible. Is he still doing it?
No.
And a good-looking guy, but reading a teleprompter, no.
Was not a strong suit.
No. I'm sorry, I had to pull the video up. I probably watched this, without exaggeration, 30, 40 times.
Wow.
I don't know why. It's just about, and I never watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I knew the Carlton dance.
Sure.
But you knew the entire crowd there wanted it.
Yes.
And it was just a matter of, when is he going to break into it?
Yeah, then he starts going into it. You know, the whole place is going, he's doing it. He's doing it. Yeah, he's doing it.
And there are other dancers that tried to do it. He owns it. This is, forget about it. They're about to break into it. I think you can hear the crowd.
I'll watch it when you roll.
Crazy love be mine. Yeah. Here it comes. It's right after she kisses him. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. See her head, though? That looked like just somebody's shaking back and forth a rag doll.
Yeah, she just can't hang with that.
No, and then when he does the push with his arms, whatever that move is called, she ain't got none of it. Plus, you got to have the face to go along with it.
Yeah. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that
here comes the push again. Watch his face. It's not
aside, bitch.
I think my second favorite part of it was the fact that they did it to Tom Jones.
Well, that's what he always did on Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have snuck it in on some place else or whatever, but I like this.
Well, there was an interview that led up to it. He said, "I finally decided to do this for the fans, so we're gonna do the Carlton."
Yeah.
And at this point, Tom Bergeron's pointing his watch. Hey, this is live. We got to go. Sit down. Like, this guy's been waiting for this since whenever Fresh Prince went off. Early 90s?
Yeah.
You made us wait for the Carlton. Late 90s. It's almost like dating, you know? but anyway, I think that not only did you...
I know this is old because this happened, I guess, last week.
But I think this show and what you're doing.
But for a gimmick, just to go, okay, let's get this out of the way, and then you get 40 points.
Yeah.
It's like having a superpower.
Absolutely delicious dancing sitcom. Brilliant
role playing in Broadway standard jazz.
Carrie Ann.
This is a crazy chick.
Carrie Ann.
Yeah.
Asian.
Yeah.
Is she crazy?
I don't know.
Well, why'd you say is it the crazy one?
I think there's a show that's got the crazy judge, and I think it's her.
Alfie, is she crazy?
Not that I know of.
Not bad.
Julianne Hough.
10.
Bruno Tomioli.
10.
America.
Please, 10.
You made America wait.
I don't know why it's impressive to me.
Because we can't move like that.
No, I wish I had some talent, anything.
And even if I tried to go all in on doing a Carlton, I'm gonna pull something. Something's gonna shoot out of my spine that's not supposed to. I'm gonna end up on the floor, a crumpled mess.
Yeah, there's a reason that's not some sort of new line dance, kind of like the wobble, the Cupid shuffle.
Right.
Because people can't do it.
No. Everyone end up in the chiro office.
Oh, there are people on YouTube. All right, here's how you do the Carlton. Do that. That looks like, man, that looks like me doing it.
Yeah, it may feel to you like you're doing it, but you're not.
Okay. Sorry, I watched it last night. Got excited for him.
I'm
glad. It doesn't seem fair.
No, but I think almost every season of this show has one or two ringers where there's going to be a clear favorite to win because he or she used to be a dancer or did this or whatever.
But I don't think any of them that had ever been on had a signature dance.
Not like that. No, definitely not.
Like I said, it's like a superpower. Yep. All right, we dropped in the score. Let's do it.
The only thing I'm waiting to see now, since he's done the Carlton, is to see if he will do the Apache.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that.
I haven't.
You're going to need Will Smith to help him with it, though.
I think Will might pop out of the crowd. Never leave. It might be one of those, like an exhibition part of the show. Before the finale, they decide, you know what? We'll just have a fun dance tonight. And then Will Smith just pops out of the crowd.
Are they going to do the part where Will Smith swings him around in circles and throws him into the crowd?
I don't know. But that is the best part. It really is. It's the big finale.
Okay. I apologize for this last segment.
Don't you dare. I mean, other than the fact that it's completely going against everything we're supposed to be targeting, but whatever.
Well, I think it runs the demos.
It does. It does a lot. Because a lot of men that watch the show are watching it because they're forced to by their wives or girlfriends. And this right here was one of the nuggets that you get in watching the show with the wife or girlfriend. You're like, hey, I got to watch the Carlton at least. That and the chicks wear skimpy outfits. Whatever you got to tell yourself to watch the show.
Yeah, that chick that Alfonso dances with, I'd like to see her cans. I can't tell if they're fake or not. It's kind of hard to tell because they push them up.
Mm.
I don't like that.
You don't like the push up?
I like it because I don't know if they're pushed up or not.
Oh, the trickery.
Because if they're not fake and they have to be pushed up so far, then they take the bra off and it's like they lay on their back and say, oh, look, I'm doing beagle ears. Hey, while y'all cans are out, do the Snoopy dance. Watch, this is funny. I'm sorry, we got a break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
603, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Traffic blows right now. Most of it's in Dallas. Let's start off there. Southbound on the tollway right at 635. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Arapahoe. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at I-35. Got a stalled out vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Freeport Parkway. Sticking around in Dallas, westbound 635, right at the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the I-5. Into Richardson down northbound 75 right at Renner Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up also from the I-5. And finally in Plano northbound 75 right at Legacy. Got an accident there blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. So basically from 635 all the way from the bush, you're in traffic.
If you see, it wasn't even in the report. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by European Wax Center. 55 for an overnight low tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 80. Right now, 77 and 97.1, the Eagle.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Okay, Daniel.
Remember the story I told you about briefly yesterday? Tara and I were on our way to the fair, saw a guy right after a wreck get tased in the street.
Yeah, you saw the wreck, saw somebody running in the street. All of a sudden, these prongs come out of nowhere.
And drop him like a rock.
Said you couldn't find anything on it.
This is the story. A man needed to be pepper sprayed and struck by a taser before being charged with DWI in a bizarre incident in Dallas on Saturday.
Find this in the news or one of our cop buddies tell you?
Actually, a listener found it. It was on Channel 8's website and sent it to me. The accident was reported Saturday afternoon near the intersection of Pennsylvania and Robert B. Cullen Boulevard after the Texas versus Oklahoma football game at Fair Park. The suspect, identified as an adult male, first rammed a parked car, spinning it around. He continued to accelerate and hit a fire hydrant and nearly struck pedestrians walking to the nearby DART station before getting out of the car. When he got out of the car, quit doing your fingers. When he got out of the car, that was when Tara and I had made the turn onto Cullum and saw the man in the white shirt and black pants running and then not running anymore because the taser got him. DART police pepper sprayed the driver but were unable to bring him down. The man was then tased by an officer, which I still say was a hell of a shot because the guy was running and he hit him on the run with a taser.
Don't you have two prongs?
You do, but in order to be effective, both of them got a hit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why.
I thought you got two just in case.
And I think it's two so they connect, so the charge connects.
Oh.
That's another reason why officers will say tasing is not 100% effective all the time. Just because you deploy it doesn't mean it's guaranteed to work.
Okay.
Police believe the man was under the influence of an unknown substance.
Electricity.
Yeah. DWL. Driving while lightning. I still got that visual in my head. I just turn the corner and I see the guy. Oh, there's a guy running down the street. Oh, no, he's not. Just plop right down. Mm.
How long did they cook him?
It was the standard, just the one, I think it was the one shock thing. But he immediately, from what I could tell, they hit him and he immediately just dropped. His body just said, that's it, we're done, on the ground.
Was he in the grass or on the street?
He was on the street at that point.
Yeah, that's going
to
be bad.
Yeah, he hit it. Then the officers came to pick him up. Four officers each grabbed a limb, picked him up, took him over towards the curb.
Then he all just, right, Ready Kilowatt, you sit there until you calm down. What was he charged with?
DWI. And I imagine that's just an initial charge because he's going to have all this property damage stuff as well.
Well, you're going to obviously have resisting if they felt the need to pepper spray.
Yeah.
And then he took off.
You can't catch me. Well,
dude, this is going to be your choice. We're at the state fair, so you pick. You want the taser? You want the real thing?
Yeah. So I don't. In that scenario, I don't even think the real thing, outside of something seriously catastrophic, I don't think they go for the real thing because there's so many people.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Even on that side street, talking about Robert B. Cullen.
Yeah, the east side of Fair Park. Because at that time, you still had tons of people coming in and out. One, because it was the fair. Two, because it's Texas OU.
I'm sorry, I'm focused on something else. Is it Robert B. Cullum or C?
It is B.
Okay, good.
Robert B. Cullum. Why?
I don't know. I just said one thing. And it, obviously, I get fixated.
Mm, okay.
I'm done.
All right, then. Forget Colorado and New Mexico. Soon, you'll be able to ski right here in North Texas. A new resort plans to settle in Grand Prairie, complete with indoor ski slopes. The $215 million project, which will feature a 350,000-square-foot ski facility and a full-service Hard Rock Hotel, will be located on Beltline Road north of I-30. Developers and city officials plan to announce the project this afternoon. Director of Communications for Grand Prairie, Amy Sprinkles, says the hotel will have 300 rooms, two restaurants, meeting spaces, a spa, a rooftop pool, and a gym.
Where's this going to be?
Basically near...
the Gaylord?
No, it's going to be near Lone Star Park off I-30 and Beltline over there.
What's the place called?
Was it called? The Great Alps? I think is what it was called.
I'm sure they have these. These are franchises.
I don't know. The only other...
I would hope they tried this someplace else.
Well, there are other indoor ski places around the world. One of the most famous, though, is in Dubai.
How'd you know that, Chloe?
Friend of mine was telling me about it because this originally was slotted to go somewhere in the Grand Prairie area. I mean, Grapevine area or near the Texas Motor Speedway.
I think I'd heard that before. That's Grapevine, and that's when I thought the Gaylord. I was looking for pictures. I don't see anything. But this is all indoor.
Yes, okay. All indoor.
Because at first blush, you're going, did they check the farmers on it? Because I don't want to be upset come June and go, well,
next thing you know, Grand Prairie's flooded. Try the Great Alps Grand Prairie. See if that pulls
I
up.
Just tried Texas. But
oh, okay.
Good.
So anyway, within 2 years of it opening, developers plan to either build a second hotel or expand on the original one. Unlike ski resorts in mountain estates, the Texas Ski Facility will be open year-round, offering a dome of snow with slopes up to 300 feet tall and 1,200 feet long. There will also be a luge track, ice climbing wall, and a winter wonderland play area. Sprinkles says development will begin in early 2015, with the resort scheduled to open in early 2018, and they hope that the resort will create 1,900 jobs.
How tall is a dome? Because you're talking about 300-foot slopes?
Yes, slopes to the 300 feet. I saw a mock-up of it, and you have, like, you know, the hotel looks to be 5 to 7 stories tall, and then the dome behind it just dwarfs it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the rendering.
Oh, cool.
I don't see how tall. 300. Ski slope measuring nearly 300 feet tall, 1,200 feet long. I'm just curious about the facility. I don't see anything else. I don't really care. I don't ski. I went skiing once. I'm not going again.
Well, most people don't ski, especially most people here. But now people can learn.
Well, we traveled when, obviously, we went to go skiing.
Right. But now you don't necessarily have to do that. You can if you want. Or
I didn't like it there. I'm certainly not going to drive out to Grand Prairie and do something I don't like.
Well, clearly you're not going to because you don't like to do things.
But ski?
I snowboarded once.
But no skiing?
No. I didn't like the idea of crashing, which was inevitable, and my legs going in opposite directions.
A lot of it is just counterintuitive. All right, to slow down, pigeon toe your skates thingies.
Skis.
Skis. Why? You're snow plowing. But I'm losing my balance. But you're stopping. Here are your options. Uh-huh. All right, I got it. Either snowplow and stop on your own, or you Sonny Bono it, and you still stop, but then there's no more skiing. And it's a good workout, because if you don't know how to ski all day, you're getting up.
Oh, my God, yes.
And that's not the easiest thing to do.
Mm-mm.
And then about the time you think you got a handle on it, you start going too fast, and you see a clump of trees coming up. Okay, snowplow, not slowing down enough. Then you just slide into it like you're sliding into home.
Makes sense.
But my feet hurt, my boots hurt, it was cold, obviously. I was so worn out by the end of the skiing. We were there shooting the Hooters had a ski trip.
Oh, that's right.
For all the restaurants, and it was... Winter Park Ski Resort in Colorado.
Okay.
At the end of the day, there was always a big party with all the Hooters girls at the, one of the places. Too tired to go. Damn. Get up the next morning. You go have breakfast with everybody. You know, we talk with the camera crew. And you have breakfast with all the Hooters girls. And there's one I'm going, I was so drunk, I have no idea who I f***ed last night.
And it could have been you, but.
No. JD and I went back to the condo room thingy. The no fun old man thingy. But, you know, there's going to be huge parties. I can't go. Yeah, I'm not going either. I don't even know if I have toes left. And I remember that chick, Kendra. Oh, I was so drunk. I the out of somebody last night.
And no one at the table raised their hand?
The room was full of people, so we have no idea. If she just happened to be sitting with the guy that she the night before.
She was so drunk, it may not have been a guy. She might have just found a bedpost. The one time I did snowboarding, I managed to go half a day. And snowboarding, when you're supposed to stop, you're supposed to sit back on your heels. Okay, I did that, and then my board caught on a blind lip, so I face planted right into the snow, busted my nose on my own forearm. So now I'm bleeding into the snow. And as I start to get up, I realize I believe I've popped some type of cartilage in my knee. I believe I'm done skiing now or snowboarding.
Sounds like Stewie in an episode of The Family Guy.
I went back up to the top of and this is just a green hill. So this is like baby slope stuff. I go back up. I try to make one more run. I was just like, this knee ain't having it. Mm-mm. I think I limped for the next week solid, and it took full 2 to 3 weeks before I ever recovered.
And we're out on the slopes, obviously. We didn't ski at all for fun. We just went to get the shots that we needed of us.
So you were just working.
And then, you know, got the camera guys went and got ancillary footage of all the Hooters girls that could ski.
Right.
That would pass you on the slopes going like 2,000-3,000 miles an hour. You're sitting there maybe going one.
Yeah. Yeah, one and fall.
And they showed us working with the ski instructor who, even though the chick knew it was shtick and it was for television, she didn't have any patience.
Oh, no.
She goes, you look autistic with your arms.
Wow, that's
because we're standing there
really out of line.
We're on the skis. We're going. She goes, you got to keep your arms down. This wave and stuff, that'll get you nowhere but into some type of wood.
But it's my balance.
Yeah, for whatever reason, waving my hands up in the air like that, it feels like it's good.
And then you got to practice getting off the ski lift. First time I did, face plant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't
know. All right, it's good video, but yeah, it wasn't really worth the trip.
I think that is supposed to be, you know, the rite of passage. That's what you do first. Is no one tells you how to properly do it. You're supposed to face plant. That's your initiation.
Well, you're supposed to kind of rock back, get the top of your skis up. So when you put your foot down, everything's.
but you've let it go.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like watching the old episode because I know how much grief we had to go through. And this was 1990.
Oh, man.
Hey, we're coming back again next year. No. Just give me a Hooters calendar. I'll beat off to that.
So if sales came at us with a possibility of a ski trip.
Not even to Grand Prairie.
All right.
You have to. First of all, you got all this equipment that you got to lug around.
Yeah.
Now, we went out there and there was a ski shop that gave us all the stuff.
Sure.
Loaned and then gave it back, so didn't really have to mess with that, but you still have to haul it around everywhere you go during the day. And walking in skis is not fun. We'll take them off. No, it's hard enough getting them on.
Once they're on, they're on.
And these were supposed to snap off if you got into a bind.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they didn't. And believe me, I tested them. Hey, come out to Colorado. Off. No. I don't care how much money it would make for the foundation. I'm not going. No.
Okay. Hang on.
You.
Hear me out.
Them.
Just briefly. It's not all skiing there. They also said they're going to have a luge track.
We're talking about Grand Prairie.
Yes.
Okay. That sounds dangerous.
Yes.
I saw the movie with John Candy and those Asians. Or
the Jamaicans?
Them.
The Cool Runnings, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't somebody get hurt?
That was bobsled.
Oh, it's not the same thing as luge?
It's a similar track. I actually kind of hope they have a bobsled thing.
I'm not getting into a little thing in tight pants with you as much as I want to. Do you luge by yourself, or is this a group luge?
Well, there's bobsledding, which is where you get in the vessel. Then the luge is where you're almost like on a sled, but you're on your back, and you go down feet first.
Oh, that's right. That's a one-person thing.
Well, there is...
Is it a double luge?
There is an event in the Olympics. There is the two-man luge. A tight spandex, and you got to decide who's top and who's bottom.
Yeah, lay on me.
Yeah, they're not going to allow that in Texas.
Our damn legislature is going to pass a law that says if you luge in Texas, it's a one-man limit. Or luging is between a man and a woman only.
Yeah. You put the back of your head on a man's penis, and you're gay and you're out. I don't care if it is on ice. You tricked us enough. Disney on ice, still boring. Just because you put it on ice doesn't mean all of a sudden it's fascinating. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Tony DeGuerra is a farmer in Fillmore, California, and he figured out a way to grow pumpkins in a mold that makes them look just like Frankenstein's monster. They're tall, narrow, and have the monster face molded right into them. It took him 4 years and $500,000 to get the pumpkins right. They're sold out on his website, but grocery stores...
Why would it take that long? You just get a death mask. Is that right, Alfie?
Yes.
Something like that. You know what a death mask is?
No.
That's where you lay on your back and somebody covers your face in plaster. They stick, you know, like straws up your nose so you can breathe.
Right.
Stays on your face long enough. You pull a reverse image of your face.
Okay.
So you get a reverse image of Frankenstein. And you just let the pumpkins grow inside of it. How long did it take him to figure this out?
Well, it's like 4 years.
Peace. Okay, he's a pumpkin farmer. It probably would take a while.
It also cost him $500,000.
That shouldn't. Because really what it is I'm going to guess once the pumpkin starts to sprout, blossom, whatever you get.
Grow.
So, then you put the mold around it. Is that what he does?
Yeah.
And it took him $500,000?
And 4 years.
Okay.
Grocery stores around the world are importing them, so if your store has them, expect to pay at least $100 each. And Tony's working on a new mold now for pumpkins that look like a Jolly Roger-type pirate. Those will be on sale next Halloween.
I just pulled up the image.
Mm-hmm.
Looks cool. Maybe it took him a while to figure out how much water, how much... You're going to have to make the pumpkin grow... In an unnatural way.
Right.
They just like to grow like Walmart bitches. You know, they just kind of grow and spread and feral fat.
Fair enough.
One of the guys at former California figured out how to. What does he call him? Obviously, he can't use the word Frankenstein. I think Universal will crawl up his farmer ass.
Probably. Actually, not. It doesn't say. I'm not sure what he calls them.
Is there a website?
It's a link. It doesn't have the name of it. Here. His name is the first thing in the story.
I see his name.
Okay.
I know how to do this. I keep talking while I look for it.
Okay.
The Japanese have been doing this kind of thing for years. They've been doing it with watermelons, with pears. They make pears in the shape of Buddha.
the square watermelons.
So why would it take this guy unless the watermelon is just watermelon? Pumpkin is a harder, is it a vegetable?
Yeah, I think, or fruit, whatever.
A harder thing to work with.
Maybe he had to do some sort of genetic testing or something.
Well, that's what Frankenstein did. Huh? I can't find a website. I don't care. I'm not ordering one. I'm not going to pay. They said how much?
At a grocery store, like $100 each, at least.
For one that's going to rot?
Yes.
No. I stopped buying real pumpkins a long time ago.
Alfie, why do the Japanese do square watermelons?
Because their fridges are smaller and they have to save space.
Oh, okay.
And what else are they doing this molding, growing thing with?
They do a lot with pears. They'll make pears in the shape of Buddha. They have the molds that just screw right on top of the sprout. Just grows right in there.
So it's not really that big of a stress on nature.
Nope.
Just put it over the sprout and it grows into it.
Mm-hmm.
So why did it take this dildo 4 years and $500,000?
Dumbass, maybe. I don't know.
What else do the Asians make? Do they make like octopus eggplants? With bitches? I was thinking of all the anime or whatever they're into.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they like the tentacle porn.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Chloe?
I'm just trying to think. Like squid squash. I don't know.
Yeah. It gets rough, doesn't it?
Tentacle Brussels sprouts? Man, I'm still thinking. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just trying to grow my cornucopia of fruit and vegetables. Hang on, we're brainstorming. Bukakiwi.
Yes, Bukakiwi.
What would that be? Obviously, where you shoot a lot of stuff over kiwi.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't brainstorm anymore. Especially here. I can see everybody in the room.
And I'm trying to go to tropical fruits now, like papaya, mango, even dragon fruit.
No. Damn. This life is hard.
All right, that helped.
All right. I'm letting the delay catch up. That's pretty close. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:38, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. A lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas. Westbound I-30 just before the Mixmaster. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Loop 12 Buckner Boulevard. It's about a half hour delay through that. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, right at 635. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is jacked up back from the bush. Into Irving and Las Colinas, eastbound 635, right at the bush. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Freeport Parkway. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at North Loop 820, got an accident there. That has traffic jacked up back from Heritage Trace. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Clear skies, 55 degrees tonight. Tomorrow sunny with a high of 80. And it's 75 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
And now some rules for calling in to the Russ Martin Show. Have a fucking point. When we ask you to turn down your radio, turn down your radio. Keep it turned the fuck down. We're on the radio. We don't need to hear yours. We don't care about any of your stupid little jokes, your one-liners, or your puns. Don't call up here looking for phone numbers. We're not Google or 411 or the Yellow Pages. I don't have time for that shit. Get right to the point. And if you're a douchebag and you got a Bluetooth headset on, don't call up here. Now, pick up your phone and call 214 or 817-787-1971. And good luck. You make my dreams.
You keep your plastic water bottles?
I keep that one.
Why?
Because I refill it.
I would have gotten you another bottle.
There are other things in the room that you can shoot. Why does it have to be my water bottle?
I just saw it sitting over in the corner. It was in a safe spot where I could have taken a shot at it.
Yeah.
It's empty.
Yeah.
I would have bought it. Really? I haven't given you enough stuff. I can't shoot one of your water bottles?
There are other things in here that you can shoot.
What?
I don't know. One of your Dr. Pepper cans.
It still has Dr. Pepper in it.
But why do you have another unopened can next to it? Are you heating it up?
I haven't finished that one.
Well, okay. Well, finish that one, then shoot it. Or some of your empty Muscle Milk bottles.
All right, put that over there. I'm going to the state fair this week, and I'm just practicing.
Some liquid left in that bottle.
A little bit. Oh. Shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Okay.
It's a carpeted wall. It's not going to ricochet.
Okay.
It's not.
Well, I'm going to close my eyes.
Well, we're out of gas. That sounds like me in bed. Just kind of came out and immediately hit the floor.
And let down. Really? You're out of CO2?
Oh, we got plenty of cartridges. I thought I just refilled this one. Alfie, where are the cartridges?
They should be in the cabinet next to Chloe.
He's looking for them. He'll never find them. He'll end up handing me gummy bears.
If they're not in there, they're in the cabinet behind Dan.
Well, that's not going to help.
Paper towel.
Yeah, we're prepared for emergencies.
I got a slingshot.
I'm not real big on those slingshots. Do you know what a CO2 cartridge is?
Yeah, it's one of those, Chloe. There you go.
Can't get it out. Thank you. I don't have to screw this in, Alf. Right, Alfie? It pierces it?
You do have to screw it in, and as you're screwing it in, it'll pierce it.
Well, I can't screw it in. I can force it in and turn the little vise thingy.
Exactly.
I heard it.
Okay. Now you're good to go.
Damn it.
Get it?
Did I hit it?
I don't know.
It didn't move.
I don't see anything.
I'll put it back over there.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you may have hit it like a tiny spot right there, maybe.
Didn't pierce it? No, I see
yeah,
what you're talking
about. Yeah,
there
it is. Yeah, I see entry and there's exit.
Pretty good shot.
Yeah.
You can continue to hold it or put it back down.
Yeah, I'm going to put it back down.
It was without my glasses.
Turn the label more towards you, see more things there.
Pick a spot. What do you want me to hit?
Go for the opening in the zero on the 40, where it says 40 grams protein.
Got it. Check it, please.
You hit it. It turned. No, you're shooting a little high. You got up on the M on milk. So you're about 2.5 inches high and to the right.
Okay, what do you figure that is? About 8-9 feet away?
Yeah.
All right, you want me to hit the O and the 40?
Yeah, right there.
Using my glasses. Check that bitch.
Ooh, that's close.
You're actually right in between the 4 and the 0.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what you wanted.
No, I wanted in the middle of the 0.
Really?
That's what I said.
You couldn't have lied and said I hit it.
That's like a centimeter.
All right.
Put it back. At least I figured out the aiming on this a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Inside the zero.
If you want. That's already a really good shot. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. And?
You nailed it.
Let me see.
Why? You don't believe me?
No.
Why?
Because you lie. How much did I miss it by?
You're over there.
Yeah, that's not even close.
You were closer to the zero and the 220 calories as opposed to the 40.
All right, I'm done.
It's good, though. Can I shoot one?
No!
Okay.
What are you going to shoot at? You got nothing.
I got your Muscle Milk thing.
I'm keeping that.
Okay, you keep it. What about just a good old styrofoam cup?
You want to shoot at that?
You can shoot at it. I'll give you a little target.
What are you going to draw on it?
Just go circle.
Well, that's a white cup.
I'll color. Do you want me to color it in?
How big is your Sharpie?
God. Chloe, did you just fart? Here you go. How about that?
All right. Where are you going to put it?
Right here with the Muscle Milk, next to the Muscle Milk.
Okay.
Right there.
Is that good?
I'm doing quick draw.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yep.
I hit it?
Nope.
All right, quick draw it again.
All right, boss. That was a little slow.
I'm aiming. Try that.
No, you're low and to the left.
What about now?
No.
Should have at least one in it.
Yeah, I think you actually got a couple in the same hole there.
I think I also shot myself in the foot. I'm in the club. Did you play any of the games when you went to the fair?
No, I can't remember the last time I actually played a game at the fair. I saw people doing it, and I just thought, no. When we went to the fair over the weekend, when we go, it's really just about the eating and the drinking. And then I we'll go look at the cars and stuff to see. That's where we saw the Hellcat.
Oh, you actually saw it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it running?
No. But
it doesn't look dramatically different than my Challenger.
It doesn't look dramatically different, but there are certain updates to it that you know, like, that ain't the normal one. One is it's got the little Hellcat emblem on the side by the doors that just looks kind of cool. But plus just the custom tires and the wheels on it, just it looks bitchin'.
Was the engine sticking out of the fenders on the side?
We didn't realize the engine was going to be that big. Upside is, it's easier to change the spark plugs. Because they hang out.
Seven what horsepower?
703, 705.
Yeah, something like that.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you were predisposed to waste money on a car and you're not, would you buy it?
If I was predisposed to waste money on a car, I'd be really tempted. But I can't recall how much they're charging for it.
My guess is going to be around $65, $70.
For that price on a car, if you're looking for a kick-ass muscle car, I'd be tempted by that. The new Corvette, I know you've been inundated with people saying you should get that too, is I looked at that as well, and that's a good-looking vet. And it's obviously a serious performance, especially if you go for the high model.
I don't know. There's still that stigma with the vet. Oh, going through the midlife crisis. I went through that 20 years ago.
Yeah. I'd see it as if I was in the market and I wanted to buy a muscle car type of thing, the Hellcat would be my option. However, I'm glad you actually asked this question. The new model Mustang comes out. That's pretty sweet looking too.
Still have the classic look?
It's a little more updated, but I mean, it still looks like a Mustang, but
still kind of look like the Mach 1. Whatever Mustang came out around 1970. Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
It just it looks really good. It's still got the iconic sort of taillights that you used to seeing on a Mustang. The front of it, though, looks a little beefier.
See, I don't know. Now you're talking about Dodge products, Chevy products,
I know.
Ford products.
It's hard.
I've never really been able to come to terms on the Ford, just the Ford Chevy.
It's very difficult.
Obviously, I like Dodges.
Mm-hmm.
But Ford and Chevy's always been the big pisser in my life.
Yeah, the whole...
Hey, Jehovah's Witnesses must be here.
I think it's Alfie at the coming on slot of calls. People trying to convince you between a Mustang and a Corvette and a Hellcat.
Hmm. What do you think? iPhone or Android?
The Russ Martin Show.
We'll be back.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
657, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Up and on the toll, right at 635. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 just before the Mixmaster. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Loop 12 Buckner Boulevard. In Irving, eastbound 635, right at the bush. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Freeport Parkway. And in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at North Loop 820. Got an accident there. That has traffic backed up back from Golden Triangle. Right now, you can purchase tickets to Freakers Ball for as low as $9.71. Supplies are very limited, so act now and head to KEGL.com for more details. Yeah, I know. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Clear skies, 55 tonight, tomorrow, sunny, and a high of 80. Right now, it is 75. 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. What do we got left?
We have left Demi Lovato. She got engaged over the weekend. Not really. Recently, Demi saw a photo online of a little boy holding a sign saying, "I have a ring for you." During her show in Moline, Illinois on Saturday, she brought the kid on stage with his sign and a green toy ring. He's 5 years old. His name is Grant. And Demi had him get down on one knee and propose to her. And she accepted. Aw. Then she told him, "I can't wait to see you at the wedding." It was very sweet.
Is there audio?
There was, but it was. He's
bad.
Yeah. It was basically the girl who took the video and her friend next to her were just doing, "Oh," the whole damn time. So it got really obnoxious.
How did she cut? Who? Demi who?
Lovato. Chloe?
No idea.
Alfie?
She was in a couple Disney movies, and I think she had a problem with alcohol and drugs at one point.
Nice.
Well. Certainly don't know anybody like that.
Was she on American Idol at one point?
She was on the X Factor.
X Factor, okay.
Is she a singer?
Yes, she's a singer.
Oh, okay.
So at a concert, she'd seen this little boy online. She tried to bring him on stage. And
he just happened to be in the city she was in?
It was prearranged, but she had seen this photo of him online saying, I want to marry you. And so she decided, since he was coming near his town, that they would make a thing out of it and then bring the little five-year-old up on stage and he can propose to Demi in person as opposed to just taking the photo of it.
I didn't realize it worked that easily.
Oh, no.
Come on, baby, let's get married so we can have a bunch of little Russes.
I know.
What? Woo. That's right. I can't wait to have one of my own little Russes. I could sell it to that chick because my arms are so small I could reach up on inside there and grab that G-spot. Like a magic trick. Calamari. What?
Nothing.
I can give her a dirty Sanchez, because since I'm just a little boy, my still smells okay.
Hadn't thought of that.
It's not as stinky.
What?
God, you got a party room booked at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, for the reception?
What the f*** do you think, Slick?
I don't know. You tell me.
Awesome. I'm going to need to see her before we get married. I'll make sure she ain't got no bear claw down there. I don't like bear claws.
Why is that?
Because I don't like bear claws. What the f*** wrong with you?
Why are you being a little jerk?
I'm cranky.
Why?
I'm almost 7. I haven't had sex yet.
Well, whose fault is that?
And I haven't been on the show in a while.
Yeah, that was a really good run we had.
Really?
Yes, really.
I think at the altar, instead of having the what do they call that? The lighting of the unity candle?
Mm-hmm.
We just piss on each other. That'll be our unity. Cross the streams, look at the trap, get some sex, have a bunch of little Russ and little Russes. Will you tie all the cans to my big wheel?
I'm sure, yeah, we can get that handled, absolutely.
I'm also going to need some cans of chloroform, if you don't mind.
Why do you need chloroform?
I'm only 7. She's probably not going to let me just right out of the crib.
No, and she shouldn't.
That's why I need the chloroform.
No, yes? You're not getting any of that.
Uncle Dan.
No.
I'm going to need some advice on my marriage night.
Well, talk to your dad. That's what he's there for.
He won't tell me anything.
Well, I really don't want to tell him anything.
See?
It's your job to talk to your son about these things.
Who are you talking to?
Big Russ.
Oh.
You're supposed to talk to little Russ about the birds and the bees. You do it.
But he wants to have his own little Russ. But
this is where you need to put your foot down.
Find it out from the neighbors or cartoons or Family Guy.
They don't ever have sex on Family Guy. They do, but you never see it. And they let that dog screw white women. That's like the ultimate dog fart. And they never, ever say anything about bestiality.
No, they don't really don't.
How is that?
It's cartoons, man.
Really, that's what you're going to tell my kid? It's cartoons, man.
You never saw Shaggy giving it to Scooby.
No, you didn't, but that was just a different kind of cartoon.
I don't understand why it's okay for a dog to screw people. And nobody notices he's a dog.
A lot of people recognize that Brian and Family Guy is a dog. Just some people, they just sometimes just overlook it. They look past it and decide they treat him more like a person than a dog.
So what was your wedding night like? Did you give it good to Aunt Tara?
Little Russ, this is none of your business.
Did you squeeze on those great big...
This is really none of your business, Little Russ.
But I gotta learn about sex.
Tell him about sex.
I gotta know.
Tell him about sex.
I'm not telling him anything.
Well, somebody's gotta tell... Uncle Chloe?
Yeah. Yeah, you tell him, Chloe. Yeah.
Tell me about sex.
What would you like to know about sex?
How was it the first time?
The first time is just like the time that you touched yourself.
You mean on my face?
No, on your wee-wee. Remember how good that felt? Having sex is just like that.
Show me where I touched myself, Uncle Chloe, just so I know when the police get here.
No. What's showing you? You know.
Touch me where I'm supposed
I'm
to.
Not,
I don't
know
anything about touching myself. Come touch me.
I'm not going to touch you. I didn't. No.
Just touch me once.
What do you want?
Yeah, then he can use the doll to show the cops.
That's right.
Tell you what. Why don't you let me? You want me to show you on your dad?
Where what?
Where you need to be, your son needs to be touched.
Now that's gross.
He's right, that's gross.
Touch Uncle Dan.
Dan's the best.
Nope, not touching me.
I'll touch Dan.
Uncle Dan.
No.
I'll touch Dan.
Show
me where Dan's pee-pee is.
Everybody wants to see that.
Nope, you got to see a self-defense class.
You go over there and touch his pee-pee.
Squeeze it good.
Let him squeeze it, Dan.
I will not let him squeeze it.
It's right over here.
No,
why is he?
No.
See, that's a lesson for you, Claude. If you're going to sexually assault someone, wear shoes.
Well, hang on. I don't understand. When I'm having sex, are they supposed to be bent over hitting me in the face?
Yeah, that's what it was like the first time for me.
Uncle Dan didn't look like he enjoyed that.
I bet he almost shot.
Did you, Uncle Dan?
No, not really even close.
Did you step on his toe?
I guess so.
This is awkward. Because you kind of needed a punchline to the bit. But I don't think Dan was in on that.
No, he wasn't, Daddy.
No, he wasn't let anybody touch his weenie. He doesn't really.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't seem like he's really a team player. He wants a bit just to go to hell.
I've noticed that.
You should let him go.
Can't, because then I'm stuck talking to Alfie and Chloe.
Hey, little Russ sure does cuss good.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
I gotta watch it from cartoons. Uncle Dan?
Mm-hmm.
What does consummate mean?
What does what mean?
Consummate.
Oh, consummate.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said consummate.
No.
Consummate.
Consummate is a Mexican woman that lives with you. You wanna go now? Up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It took a second, but when it hit, it hit.
He's a quick kid.
He is. Takes after his old man.
Both of us been drinking.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to russmartin.com to get signed up. The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.